participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, but
I like both shows. I think the four of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. Now
it's
believers.
Called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, there's laughter ensues. Like that. I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand the fart box into the ball sack or something like this. I don't know what her problem is, but what could I say to her?
Are you born again?
Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your team?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
Praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had a feeling he was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's okay.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is courtesy of Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle, 703-273-0200, or www.thenumber4farish.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Having a shopping day of the year.
No.
And I get to the store. And...
what are they doing there?
We got a crazy sale, Mike. We got a crazy before the whatever sale.
It's not right.
Nothing with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith. A man of hate and a soul torn apart.
Yeah.
Your discretion is by.
I know you're wondering.
Who he?
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Turkey Day.
Turkey Day.
Turkey Day. And all the ships at sea. It's the only two guys who knew that W was going to visit the troops.
Right.
Don Geronimo and the... Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Robbie.
And thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode. You should have said it first thing when you woke up this morning.
Boogie.
Should have said rabbit, rabbit, rabbit there.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Or you're doomed. Too late now.
Did I blow up by just saying it?
Yeah, it has to be the first thing you say when you wake up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Monday, December 1st.
Right.
And you can call from anywhere in America, 877 877- 1-800-365-3636 if you listen in Canada. I know a lot of you do.
Who he?
I don't know him by name. Welcome. You, hold on. You can call 800-636-1067 because the 877 doesn't work there. That's always the most confusing part of the opening of the show.
It is indeed.
Do it all day whenever you say the word Canada. You got to make sure you do that.
I love it.
You got to make sure you do that and then you turn that. WJFK, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
And,
who he?
Well, that's Harry right there.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up.
Did you watch the accident?
Well, someone called for a doctor?
Yeah. Here we go. First, you know I'm a shy guy, right?
I know you are.
In reality, I'm a shy guy.
That's
true.
Very shy.
I hate to, and even on the radio, I hate to draw attention to myself, but I must ask you to go to www.wjfk.com.
You're a proud man today.
And I must ask you to click on the Don and Mike icon, and you will see directly below the big advertisement for Washington Redskins Radio, you'll see a picture of me in Ravens Stadium yesterday.
Ah.
Holding the Super Bowl trophy that was won by the Baltimore Ravens.
You are officially on the inner circle.
Wow. I'm rimming David Modell right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lap dog.
You are.
I'm. You call me Sonny Jurgensen. See, this is the difference between me and Sonny Jurgensen.
Right.
I root for the Ravens because they're a good team. They're winning games.
Right.
I got a feud going with the guy from the Redskins.
Right.
And the guy for the Ravens is a real nice guy.
Yeah.
He's got no reason to kiss my ass.
No.
So why shouldn't I climb right up inside his?
You are having a little boy's dream.
Beyond
going to the games, being on the sideline, holding the trophy.
This is beyond. The stuff that I did yesterday goes beyond. But anyway, go there and look at that. If you want to see what I look like when I'm happy.
You are euphoric in that picture.
I was thinking about this. Probably the birth of a child.
Right.
I'd like to say I was that happy on my wedding day, but I was petrified.
Right.
Probably that's it. You know, child born, holding the Super Bowl trophy.
Right. Right.
You know, in the stadium there.
Remember that one summer book we had? That was a happy day for a little while. Remember that?
That ratings book you mean?
Yeah, remember the one where we were totally surprised by it and it was incredible and we all know? Not a comparison?
No, I don't even remember that one.
Now I'm hurt. All right.
There you go. But yeah, Mike,
back
come on.
Monday from a holiday.
Look at that.
Hurt.
Look at that.
You're a little boy that is just so pleased.
So anyway, that's great. And I'll have my head all the way up there with David Modell later today. The one thing I'll say is great is that, you know, down on the sideline before the kickoff, and they come by for the Ravens radio, and this is like 2 seconds before the kickoff. They throw it to this schmuck down on the field,
right.
And the guy goes, I'm here with celebrity Don Geronimo. The Don is down here on the sidelines. What do you think?
It's that guy Rosen, right?
It wasn't Larry Rosen. It was some other guy.
Oh, really?
Some other schmuck.
So you were down there and they interviewed you?
Yeah, and I said, first thing I'd like to do is say hi to my friend Dan Snyder.
Oh, God. Did that get a big boo?
Well, no. I mean, it wasn't on. I mean, it was as the game was starting.
Right,
right,
right.
So it was just heard just on the radio.
Oh, okay.
I want to make sure I threw that out there to say, hi, how you doing, Danny? Anyway, great time we had in Baltimore. Tell you about that. Also, I know Mike's got stuff from Las Vegas.
Do I?
I've got Thanksgiving stuff that really will just... It was a real good Thanksgiving as far as stuff to talk about on the radio.
Oh, good.
Because there was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
There was crying.
Oh, dear. Oh, wow.
Yeah. There was arguing.
Everything you can look forward to on a holiday.
There was drinking. There was all of that. But, you know, Mike, it takes more than me and you and Buzz and our friends to put on a show. It's a group effort. And
it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to spotlight right now. Robbie, I need that magical thing because it's spotlight on.
Music, yeah.
Infinity Broadcasting.
Very good.
Oh, again.
Spotlight on. Executive Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes in the news again.
Wow. Spotlight on Michael Hughes. Now, I'd be the first to tell you that it's a team effort around here.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I don't mind telling you that some of the ideas are not mine. Some of the concepts are not mine. This is an email I got today, 7:25, he sent to my personal email.
A.M.?
Yeah.
Wow.
And subject of the email is idea.
Mm.
And he writes...
There's no hello Don, how you doing? How was your holiday?
Right.
Any of that?
Right to it.
Why don't you send a winner and guest to the Paris Hilton? Literally, Michael Hughes, senior vice president, market manager. So I sent him a note back that said, "That's a great idea. Who pays for it?" Literally.
Right.
And now
This
has now started a weird email like slinky thing that's going through this company. It's like bouncing from one stair to the next, from one step to the next, you know, the slinky up and down the stairs thing. My point being, it's easy to come up with. And listen, that's a good creative top of mind gift. Who wouldn't want to go to Paris?
Well, I hear that. I don't want to disrespect anybody's idea. I hear that. And I think done. It's been done already.
I know it has, but she's in the news right now.
Yeah. She's hot, baby.
So you just say
got her new TV show coming out.
All right, everybody saw her have sex on the internet. So you think, okay, we'll give away a trip to the Paris Hilton. Now that's how a radio guy like Michael Hughes thinks. What the radio guy like Michael Hughes doesn't freaking realize is that, and you should know this, you dope. You're a senior vice president. This is the cheapest broadcasting company in the history of broadcasting.
Well, I mean, when he gave you the idea, did he just completely assume that what we were going to pay for it out of pocket?
Like come in and go, you know, hey, gang, let's all gather in the barn. I got an idea, and everybody gets around on their...
On a show.
On the haystacks, and I say, okay, who's the hottest?
My feeling would be you corresponded with him. After that, saying who will pay for it? Did he answer you?
That's what has started the chain reaction.
Uh-huh.
That is, as I explained it to one of our coworkers earlier today, I'm just playing a game of ping pong with him. It's like, all right, you think it's, you know.
Well, how did he respond immediately after you said who will pay for it?
He did not respond for 3 hours.
Yeah, okay.
That's the tough part.
Very good.
And then his response was that he was going to call and get someone working on airfare and somebody and maybe, God forbid, maybe pay for the hotel room. I said, I only bring this up because this is never going to happen. They're never going to pull this together. We're never going to have a trip to Paris to stay at the Hilton Hotel.
Huh.
Timely as today's headlines, yes. Funny, yes. A great prize, yes. But we're never going to have it.
You know when anybody, and I'm sure Buzz knows this, when you do a search engine for Paris Hilton, you get the Paris Hilton very, very high up on the hit search.
So lovely hotel.
So I say to Senior Vice President Michael Hughes.
Who he?
He is a Senior Vice President. And he was highlighted on Friday's show, or Wednesday's show, before holiday.
What a delight that he's been highlighted twice within 2 weeks.
He loves that.
When Buzz responded to his memo, so here I am saying, yeah, great idea. How do you do it? That's like saying, I'm a radio guy and I've got a great idea for a contest. We should just give away Ferrari every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great idea.
And then everybody goes, yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, we'll pay for it.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, I'm sure it's not the most original. I'm sure some other radio station somewhere has already done it. I only bring it to your attention because I don't think it's going to happen. So, anyway, nice to know that that's what they're thinking about.
Well, it's also a little late.
Nice to know what they're thinking about at corporate.
And be honest with you. I mean, it's, you know, was it 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago?
I guess Michael Hughes.
Nice that he's thinking of the show, though. I appreciate that.
He's the vice president. Yeah. Apparently, he's got all of his... T's crossed and his I's dotted, he's got everything covered so that he can help us now.
That's good.
Thank you, Michael. However, next time, be more help.
Yeah.
Be more help. You know, do a search, find like cheap tickets or something.
Well, the way a lot of times ideas are pitched to this show, they come in and say, would you like to give somebody a trip to the Paris Hilton? We have it available, and we go yes or no, you know, and right.
Hold on, and now the calls are coming in about this. In fact, it's
now we find out who's
not,
done it.
Yeah. It's not an original idea.
Yeah, no,
of course not. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I don't know if you all know, but one of your other DJs on 96 Rock in the Ocean City, Salisbury area was doing a Pick Your Scandal where they either give away a trip to the Paris Hilton or they give away a trip to Michael Jackson's ranch. To the Disneyland right next to the ranch.
Yeah, see, they're probably, contest, is that on our station, 96 Rock?
Yeah.
Contest is probably rigged so that you'll never actually win the trip to Paris, France. Yeah. But they probably...
You'll win the trip to Disneyland, though.
They've got that one. They've got that one covered.
It's really funny what they're putting on the T-shirts for the Paris trip, because I spent the weekend in Paris. Want to see the video?
All right, see that? Now there's all right.
They're all over it.
There's crazy radio right there. That's crazy weekend radio. That's nutty. That's crazy.
That's right.
We should be all over that. We should be like, you know, S on you know what, flies on you know what.
God.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hi, Radio God.
Well, someone should call Michael Hughes and tell him, great idea, but like everything, been done. But you know my motto, if you hear it on this show, go ahead and steal it, because if you steal from me, you're stealing twice.
Very good.
So, come on, even though these other stations have done it, you know, I'm sure our station in Ocean City, 96 Rock, has got that thing where technically somebody, I guess, could win a trip to Paris, but it's probably
Paris,
the
Illinois.
Odds, or the odds are simply so astronomical.
I know.
You know, but enjoy your trip to California.
Or maybe Paris, Texas.
Right.
You know, who knows?
Yeah.
That would be a...
Did they have a Hilton in Paris, Texas?
crazy. Anyway, Michael Hughes, a spotlight on Michael Hughes. You want to help? Don't help. That's
and happy holidays.
Yeah.
By all means.
That's all I have.
Above all else.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Remember when you went to the Ravens Stadium and held their Super Bowl trophy?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That's doing the Chris Farley bit. I like that.
I love
that. Remember when you did that?
Yeah.
Remember when you did that and you went up in the owner's booth? Remember that?
Yeah.
And remember David Modell? Remember when he said, like, you can hang out on the sidelines? Remember when you did that?
Yeah, I do, Chris.
Remember how cool that was?
Remember how you died, Chris?
Yeah.
That was great.
Remember when I died?
That was great. I'll tell you what is great.
What?
Is love.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Love is great. And I have to mention this. I'm going to go back now in time to Wednesday.
Okay?
Towards the end of Wednesday's show, during Buzz's news, I mentioned that... Buzz's wife had called me to say happy Thanksgiving.
Right.
And at the end of the conversation, she said, you know, we've been good friends for a long time. Love you. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, had to return the love.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I mentioned on the air that I thought she was probably getting bombed and going through her address book and calling people up and just saying happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you. I love you. Well, I get in the car. And I'm leaving work, and the phone rings, and I don't recognize the number again.
I pick up.
Hello, and it's Marcia. She says hi.
Yeah.
I said, hey, how you doing? She said, I just want to let you know that I don't call everybody in my phone directory to tell them that. And I said, okay. And I knew she was goofing with me, Buzz.
Well, but she singled you out, obviously. So
I said, okay. Well, have a good Thanksgiving. And then she said, you have a good Thanksgiving too. And then I said, all right. So this doesn't get awkward. I'll say it first. Love you. Goodbye.
There you go.
That's kind of a
Buzz,
crazy,
I don't,
crazy way to start a Thanksgiving holiday.
I don't want to alarm you, Buzz, but this seems to me to be a little potentially dangerous.
Yeah, I think that, you know, she knows him well. He knows her well.
It depends on your definition of danger, I guess.
You know, Buzz.
Yeah, I disarmed you already. For giving me my first laugh of the morning.
Buzz,
even though it's afternoon.
Yeah. Buzz has different standards than the rest of us.
But I guess.
He buzzed.
He showed me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, want to say hi to your wife.
Yeah.
Also, let me see. I've been trying for the better part of the day to get a hold of my cutie honey, because I have to make sure.
She working?
No, not today. Today is a...
Huh.
A much ballyhooed day off.
Wow!
At Walmart, my wife will not be working at Walmart as a greeter today.
So it's Walmart, so it's not a day off with pay.
See, I don't know where the hell she is, because she was giving me the rundown about what I could and could not say about Thanksgiving, and about how if I absolutely had to talk about stuff, ways to frame.
Isn't she spending the day with the king of real estate?
Like an American, yeah.
Me, your majesty.
That's exactly what she's doing. She's out banging that guy with big eyebrows. What's that actor's name?
I forgot what his name is, but he's funny.
He's on the OC.
You know what I do to relax? I fire a gun. That's a great movie.
That's what she's doing right now.
Is it Peter Gallagher?
That's him,
Rob. Yeah, yeah. Good pull, Rob.
That's right.
Hi, this is Frida.
Oh, there she is. All right. Well, I've tried to call. I'm going to have to navigate through this the best I can to make sure that I give the weekend recap and the holiday recap in being true to what really happened. First, like always, great to have the boy back.
Yeah, having your son back from college.
Great to have him back, even though absolutely nothing has changed as far as his his bathing habits, his sleeping habits, his living habits. Nothing's changed. Still great to have him around. But I have to tell you that I was the first to have a real meltdown, and it involved my son.
Mm-hmm.
On Thanksgiving Day, on the actual day, here's the deal. We got this place in Ocean City, home of 96 Rock, the station, our station with the fixed contest. So it's a big place, and it's big enough to have family come over and stay there and have Thanksgiving there and have all of the people.
You had it at your place?
Yeah. We've had it at our place for a long time, but now this is the first time we have a larger place, and there's more room. And the deal is that in this house, there are six televisions. Now, there's a TV in the guest room. Is this the best wife ever?
Hello, Sugar Bear. Just walked in the door.
Fantastic. Just making sure what I can and can't talk about. We'll talk about the argument.
Yeah, but that might not be that great an idea.
Well, it was.
Your idea of it's not that subjects are verboten. It's just that I don't want you to hurt people's feelings.
No, well, the first story is totally about me, and what an ass I was.
You got an argument?
Yeah, I'm the one that had the first argument, the first blowout about the TVs.
All right, you can tell that one all you want.
I will, and then the second one's going to be about and then the third one is about you, darling.
Well, you can talk about me, and you can talk about you.
Come on, the one in the middle, you got to help. I will handle it. There will be no problem.
Why are we talking about this now? I was willing to talk about it all yesterday when we were driving to Baltimore.
But we did talk about it yesterday. Anyway, I'm just telling you, I'm going to follow the guidelines that you set up.
Okay, well, I wish we could record a little disclaimer that nothing you say is a reflection on how I think, is not a reflection.
See, now, you're making it now into too much. That really what I'm going to say is going to sound anticlimactic now.
Okay,
there's
good.
So much self-editing done already.
Well, I mean, if it's going to sound anticlimactic, maybe you got to build it up a little more and make it sound a little worse than it actually was.
I'm especially sure that the third part of this story, the trilogy, the third part starring my wife, will be a slam dunk listener favorite.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how, all I would have to do is just tell you the headline to the story, and I know that you'd be dying to find out what happened.
Can you give it to us?
Can I, honey?
How can I answer when I don't know what the headline would be?
Okay. The first thing I'm going to talk about Thanksgiving is me yelling at all the kids, feeling like an ass. Then I'm going to talk about the other thing that I'll handle fine, and the third thing is the thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the headline?
And the headline?
The thing with me is not a headline.
Oh, that is a headline. There are three headlines. Yeah. There are three headlines to this weekend.
That's not a very good headline, the thing with you. That's a bad headline.
What would the headline be?
What, Frida? It's when Frida made her sister cry. That's one of the headlines.
Yeah, well, you and I deserve each other.
See, I hope I didn't.
That's her blessing there.
I probably used to be a sensitive, more nice person before I've been married to you for 22 years.
Yeah, listen, no need to worry. You know, I told you, don't worry about it. Hold your head high. Hold your head. So you made your sister break down.
I'm getting advice from you. Hey, make people cry.
No, I'm saying let it roll off your back. So you made your sister cry. You know, right there at the table. That's okay. I mean, it wasn't on Thanksgiving Day. It was the
day
after.
I wasn't even giving it an effort.
Wow.
That's the thing.
All right. Well,
yeah. You know, you got the power when you make people cry. You're not even trying.
Yeah.
All right. That's my girl.
All right, sir.
Love you.
Okay.
Love you. Hey, and yesterday, how great was yesterday, huh? How great was that Ravens game?
I can literally say, and I've seen you in some very happy, satisfied moments, but I have never seen you as happy and as satisfied as you were yesterday.
Yeah, you gotta,
and this is your second visit.
Well, I'll take a moment later and tell you in detail, but if you can just picture, because this guy, Modell,
No doubt.
He's got the office that looks right out on the field.
Right.
And at one point, I'm walking by his desk, and I said, hey, this looks nice. He says, sure, have a seat.
Sit at the desk.
So now who doesn't sit at the desk? I sit at the desk. I play with the stuff. I touched everything. I got my DNA's all over that place.
There you go.
All over that place.
He looked like he should have been a poster for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Wow. Oh, listen, yeah. And
you look happy in the picture.
Walking around carrying the Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You know, he says, you want to go down and meet Art? You know, Art Modell, sure.
Wow, that is very cool.
Spend some quality time, threw some back with Art. And my main lady, Patty Modell.
There you go.
I got nothing but love for Patty Modell, who you might remember back in the day was a star of General Hospital.
Yeah.
In the year of 1969.
All right.
I got a shout out to Mrs. M right here.
Fantastic.
I'm such a facade of, this is just such a suck up fest.
Well, why not?
And I have never seen him stay at a place longer.
Wow.
No, we were
the last guest to leave.
First to arrive, last to leave.
Yeah.
I probably would still be there today.
Yeah.
I really would. All right, darling. Well, that was wonderful.
All right. Well,
all right.
I'm going to turn off my radio.
That's
and
a good
just
idea.
Be happy.
Good idea.
For the best.
All right.
Good idea.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
I love you too.
All right.
Bye. Chick.
Bye.
Well, it's not a real family holiday unless you have a few tears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it was. Oh, it was. I'll tell you.
Not that I'd know.
It was great.
Oh, everybody knows.
Hello there.
Sometimes the tears turn to laughter.
There you go.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I wanted to know if they caught you off guard before that interview or if you were really as wasted as you've sounded.
No, during the Ravens game? No, I was not wasted, no.
Had you had an adult beverage?
No, at that point, no.
Okay.
Not yet.
Just like you did, didn't you? You showed the prediction with the overtime and then saying hi to Big Don.
Yeah, that was just me being excited and happy.
Yeah.
There's a difference between excited, happy, and drunk.
All right.
Although I was a combination of the three later in the day.
Not really that. It depends on who you are.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Dick.
See you. All right. You know, don't be...
Now, they're trying to... Now, you know what's going to happen.
Be on my leg.
You're looking to try to rain on your parade.
Nah, there's no way you can, because I'm the boy in the bubble right now. I'm the boy in the bubble, and just in case... You know, let me just say this, and we can move on with the show. If the Modell family is listening now, and they consider that my presence yesterday helped the Ravens in any way, spectacular victory...
There you go. Didn't you guarantee a victory?
I did, and maybe if David Modell is superstitious at all, he'll call, and I won't have to ask to be invited back.
Where are you flying to next again?
Oh, no, a home game next.
It's another home game?
Against your Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, I think you have to be invited to the next home game.
Got to, well, you know, I can't call.
How long before you overstay your welcome?
See, this is the thing. May have done it already.
Oh, no.
May have already done it, considering the fact that...
But if Mrs. Modell likes you...
Patty, how you doing, Patty?
If Patty Modell likes you...
Her name is Pat, and I asked if I could... Call her Patty.
Uh-huh. That's a nice name, Patty Modell.
Because for a while, you just have to put your surreal this is. It's just me, just stupid, dumb disc jockey, football fan, sitting back there, chatting with Art Modell like it's nothing, and a couple other old...
Did she enjoy your company?
I believe she did.
Well, if she did, I think you're probably in.
Yeah. Well, she's not, but she's not in the same room as the other guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this was like the parent.
Art?
Yeah.
Art's in another room.
No, Art is in another room from Dave.
So Dave is the guy you're counting on. Is Dave still your go-to guy?
Well, and that's I think I may have ridden that for all I can ride it. Mm-hmm. But
Dave might have tired of you?
Well, I don't know if he's tired of me. He's not really even gotten to know the real me yet.
Right.
The real evil, spiteful, cruel, cynic me. All he's seen right now is just like, you know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Sure.
I'm just the happiest kid on, you know, like, wow. Duh.
Happy Don.
Duh. This is the Super Bowl trophy. Duh.
Where was that? In his office?
You would not believe where it was.
And he can't tell me?
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly where it was. As you walk into his office, someone said, where is the trophy? He said, it's where it's always been. It's in a black, cheap Adidas or Nike gym bag.
Really?
And he just opened, unzipped it, put it on the table, and walked away. So it was the centerpiece for a long time. Wow. And, I'm walking around. I'm drawn to this thing.
Sure.
You know, because I'm just...
Do they make one for every champion?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
It's the real one. He showed me this is a... he said, you see this dent? I said, yeah. He said, that's where Tony Siragusa dropped it in a lobster tank. I'm thinking that this is actually, I guess, not that exclusive in a club that I'm in. I'm pretty sure that if you're a Ravens fan,
yeah,
you can go to the stadium and he'll let you walk around and hold this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That it's
cool.
Obviously been touched by a lot of people.
A lot of fingerprints on it?
Yes, it badly needed it. Badly,
like, gum?
It needed a handy very bad.
Really?
Someone needed to clean that baby. But, oh, man, was that great. So I'll just say, Dave Modell, I don't want to call you because that's pushy on my
right.
part.
That's true.
You know.
No, you're calling him now. You're making that phone call right now. So
I know I am. Because I'm pathetic like that.
You're having a good time.
I'm pathetic.
You love the NFL.
No, I'm going to be the guy that wears out his freaking welcome.
Right.
I know it. Eventually, I'm going to. One time, and maybe that time has already happened. Maybe that time was yesterday.
No, I
at
think.
At 5:30, when I'm still there sitting in his chair, drinking his booze, smoking his cigars, sitting at his desk,
right,
holding his Super Bowl trophy.
Was it just you and him?
No, there were other people. There were, you know, my wife was there, and you know, his lady was there.
I think you're probably fine.
And her parents were there, and her parents were nice enough to take my picture with a photo.
Right.
But I think they're going down if you don't have me there this week. I think.
I think that's the right attitude.
It's,
and he's a superstitious man.
It's you know, it's LOSER City this weekend if I'm not there.
But if you're there, it's a big win?
Oh, it's a guaranteed win.
Overwhelming win?
Yeah.
As big as it was yesterday?
At least 30 points, Robbie.
Any cigar chewing? I just got to know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, constantly.
Oh, really? Even in his own office?
No, in his own office, he smoked the cigars. But down on the field, he chewed like a crazy...
Was there anything you did or said or looked, or any look you gave anyone, that would indicate to you that you're going to not be invited back? Is there any moment when you say you may have overstayed your way? Did you say anything? Were you too much of a smart aleck?
No, I wasn't. And that's what I'm saying. He doesn't know the real me yet.
Right.
I wasn't a smart aleck at all.
Good. Did you take anything from his desk?
Nice. I took nothing.
You didn't?
Excellent. I took nothing.
What's wrong with you?
That bodes well.
Not even a pen?
No. Well, all right, I got a cigar cutter.
But he gave it to you.
It's just one of those. No, he didn't. It was sitting out. It's a cheap thing.
Was it an oversight or was it a conscious decision to lift it?
It was a cheap, like, 50-cent thing.
Right.
Just had the Ravens logo.
So, as I said, was it an oversight or was it a real...
He said, here you go.
Oh, okay.
You need this to cut your cigar?
So you're on your finest behavior.
He didn't ask for it back. Yeah, I didn't do anything.
How was the food?
I didn't eat much.
Really?
Too busy.
Too excited?
Too busy having fun.
Hmm.
I think it's one of those things you get invited once and then it's, like, supposed to last you a lifetime.
Right.
But
you now want to be an owner.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with none of the hassle. Just let me get that prime part.
You want to be a sports franchise owner.
Oh, goddamn.
I think that's what you want.
Would I love it. And wait till we have Bosom Day at the stadium. You just wait. Wait till we have Bosom Day.
Every woman with an exposed breast gets a free cotton candy.
So anyway, that's the end of that. That's I'll tell you the stuff that happened. Like meeting these people and what a great time it was. But that's the end of me begging now.
Let me chime in here. Dave, if you happen to be listening right now to the Don and Mike show, I will tell you that I've really never seen Don quite this excited.
No.
And excited even after the fact. And I know that, you know, you might not make a habit out of having people back again and again and again, but I think Don brings a lot to the equation. And I think you'd make him very happy if you brought him along.
And you should know this as well. I realize that in this circumstance, I'm no better than one of the 15 or 20 idiots that you see hanging around, for instance, back in the heyday of Eddie Murphy. When Eddie Murphy would walk in a room, and he had like 15 guys with him, and they're just...
Entourage.
Yeah.
And you can offer your unique comedic patter, you know, for people.
Yeah. Do I amuse you, David?
You could be like the Modell Mafia. You could be the Joe Esposito.
Right.
That... looks out for him.
Anyway, I can't waste everybody's time with this. So please,
I like seeing you like this.
Call me.
I like seeing you this into a particular thing.
Yeah.
Where you desire it so badly.
How could you not be into it?
Dave, one more thing, if you happen to be listening, Mike again. please let him go to the game this week, because you know what? If you don't, he's not going to be happy.
It'll be all right, because I know it's going to end eventually.
Yeah, but
might have already ended.
Where's the next game? Where's the next game after Cincinnati?
Don't even know, Mike. Couldn't
Dave,
tell
invite
you.
Him to the next two games.
Couldn't tell you.
Let him do that team plane thing again.
It's fine. Just that thing in your office was fine. Was great.
You want it again.
Outstanding.
You
want
to hold the trophy again.
Hello, Don and
you
Mike.
You want to chat up Patty Modell again.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike. Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with the band and the Ravens, man. I was there yesterday trying to spot you. I just wanted to know what your opinion was, man. What do you thought of the band?
Of what, the marching band?
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see them, though? You might have been up in the office.
They're fantastic.
There you go.
That's the
I had to cue him on that one, sir.
He's
almost going to be honest.
Paid attention to
them. You love them. At least they have a band.
No, I didn't know.
You love the purple and
I guess I saw them out
purple
there.
Purple and silver.
I guess so. You know, when I'm out there, all I say, penises. Hello, Don and Mike show.
A field of penises.
Field of dreams. My field of dreams. The real reason I enjoy going to the NFL... There's all the penises.
Look at that.
Hello, Don Mike.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Eddie. What's going on?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, you know what, man? I didn't even realize you was going to be at the game yesterday, and I'm at the game. I got my doctors out, and I see this guy in all black hat, black leather jacket, black pants, black gloves. I'm like, damn, who's this player? Look, standing around like he owns the place. And I said, God be damned. That's Don Geronimo standing on the sideline.
Yeah. Well, you got to look like you belong.
No, you was holding it down. I like that, man. I like that. You did a good job out there. Come on back this week when we play Cincinnati. We put an ass on them, too.
All right. Thank you, David. Yeah, as you can hear, the fans are speaking.
Absolutely.
The Baltimore Ravens fans are speaking.
Now you're getting cheap.
Okay. Then that's that. And we'll break. And I'll come back and just tell you just really what a tremendous a-hole I was. To begin the Thanksgiving, and then my wife crying, and making her sister cry, and Mike in Las Vegas.
Yeah, including...
lots of great Mike in Las Vegas stuff.
Including dangerous situations.
Ooh.
A very, very dangerous situation.
Mike, here
I won't give you the details now.
I've been monopolizing this, talking about this guy, Modell. Isn't there somebody in Vegas you'd like to say hello to?
May I say thank you again to... Jacqueline Vargas, my casino host at the fabulous Venetian Hotel and Casino, where I was treated like royalty again.
Oh, that's great.
It's a very O'Mara Thanksgiving Las Vegas.
Yes, yes. The Friday after, got out of town. And Jacqueline, who's your man? It's me. Actually, no contact with her this weekend. But she arranged for everything.
Wow. Frank, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Man, I have so much to do this holiday season. Phew. I hope I can get it all done.
That's phew, Don.
Phew. Well, it's got a PH.
Yeah, I know, like faux gourmet.
I know, Mike, it's foo, as in Foo Fighters.
Phew.
But they spell Foo Fighters F-O-O.
Phew. Well, with all that running around, this is one of those months that you don't have to worry about going over your minutes or so, because Singular lets you roll over any of your unused anytime minutes.
Right you are. Only Singular has rollover, and I love it almost as much as I love Family Talk and Buzz's wife.
Start a new Family Talk plan and you get a $500 bonus rollover minute thing to share with your family. And you can add a line for $9.99 per line per month.
Hey, Rob, how about two splendid great phones? Sorry. Restrictions apply.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for details. And happy holidays to you from Singular Wireless.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Or later, when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
The Don and Mike Show. Bow to their capricious whim, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Uh-huh. That is splendid.
Splendid.
Yeah, you know, we should have mentioned during that last commercial. He was a make good for him. He never said the phone number. I know they bitch about that. They don't say the phone number. So it's for hot girl on girl action.
Oh, no, no. Now that will be more make good.
No, of course not. Singular. 1-866-Singular.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There you go.
Or longer on the singular.com.
Good client.
Might as well just keep him happy during the holidays.
A splendid client.
A great splendid.
Grand.
Splendid great.
No, the new word now is splendid.
Oh. Splendid.
Splendid has now replaced...
Splendid!
Grand. Splendid has replaced grand as the word, and here's why. Rob calls me today and says, are you watching Barker?
How he refers to him.
No, you know, sadly I'm not.
Right.
Says, turn it on. Barker's got a medal on. So I turn it on, and Bob Barker on The Price is Right is wearing a special Olympics medal.
Oh, really?
So you can imagine.
Very good.
From the start.
And that's just, that's your wheelhouse, boys.
And all he said was, thank you for this splendid medal.
Splendid.
Splendid.
It was for basketball.
When you see something like Bob Barker wearing a Special Olympics medal, that's like pay dirt for you, isn't
it? Don't forget, there was also videotape of the kid winning
the Special Olympic medal.
And him clapping.
And giving it to Bob.
No presentation.
Oh, all right.
Him clapping. But yeah, that's like pennies falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
They call me
splendid.
Bob Barker referred to it more than once when they were playing whatever the pricing game was. Because I got hooked on the dumb show.
Let's play Plinko. And how about this splendid medal on The Price is Right?
Bob, what was the pricing game where the fat guy with the baseball hat bid too much for the ice cube holder? that round ice,
oh, yeah,
ice dish?
That was...
Check game?
No. It's a cliffhanger.
Hi-lo.
What is it?
Cliffhangers. Cliffhanger. Good game today. They also played the rarely seen Barker's Markers.
Barker's Markers. I've never heard of that one.
Splendid.
It was a splendid game.
That's a Barker word.
Splendid.
Splendid.
Are you watching Barker? No. Turn him on right now. Let me just, one last thing about the Ravens, and not even about the Ravens, about Baltimore. I want to say hi to the guys that do the Out to Lunch show on Live 105 in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Very nice to see them at the game.
Out to Lunch, when are they on?
They're on 11 to 3. On our station in Baltimore.
All right, very good.
Live 105. So anyway, howdy to them. Had a great time seeing them. Thanksgiving, here's how it started. We're all there together, and I get more uptight than I should when the whole family is there, because it's too many people, too much noise, all of them chatting incessantly about stuff that really doesn't matter. But, you know, my family is no different than anybody else's family. You get to the point at some time, I know it's going to happen during the long holiday weekend, when you're just talked out.
Right.
Tired of being with other people.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that moment is going to come, and because I know it's coming, I can never, you know, enjoy whatever good time.
So when you say you're going to be talked out, do you mean that you get to a point where you know it's just going to be horribly awkward?
Well, no.
Horribly boring?
Yes. Both.
Both.
But mainly boring. Like when you sit down, let's say, on a Saturday with, and I'm not talking about this particular holiday. I'm really not in this case.
You're not talking about a particular individual?
No, I'm not. But, you know, you've been with people, and, like, by the third day, you know, you get up and you're like, hey, so how about that Bush going to Iraq, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's really something, isn't it? Yeah, how do you think they got him in there?
Oh, I don't know. They kept it a secret from almost every... You know, meanwhile, in my head, I'm thinking, why are we having this conversation?
If this was a normal day, I'd just say, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. Nice weather. And then maybe you'd just say, how about that Bush? But because it's Thanksgiving, you've got the elongated time.
Right, you got to fill.
You're obligated to fill in, yeah.
Long,
exactly.
Long, periods of time with family members.
But, and I know this is going to happen, so I'll put... This one is on me. So we buy this place, this house that we're happy with in Ocean City, and it's where we're having Thanksgiving.
Right.
The whole family, and thankfully there's room for everybody.
Good.
Including room for me.
Like your own special place?
Room for Daddy. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a room that has a television and has a balcony,
mm-hmm.
so I may go up and open the sliding glass doors and have a cigar and, you know, God forbid, watch television.
Right. You escape a little bit.
Yeah, it is my panic room.
Have to.
That's what Frieda and I call it, my panic room.
Yeah.
That when things, and sometimes in the panic room, when it's, evidently he's doing great, sends his best wishes, and apparently he's majoring in pirating movies off the internet. Because I can't figure out what
there's
he's doing.
Good money in that.
I can't figure out what he's doing in class. I can't figure out what he's doing with his schedule.
Uh-huh.
But I do know that if there is any movie that is currently in the theater, if you want it,
right,
he's got it on his laptop.
Is he, we shouldn't even talk about that. He's just using it for his own entertainment.
Of course he is, Mike. So, the deal is he's got Elf. the Will Ferrell movie. He's got it on his computer. And
perfectly good quality and all that?
Oh, absolutely perfect.
Hmm.
Except for, you know, twice an hour when it comes up and says property of Paramount Pictures or whoever it is.
Right, right.
That was a screening copy that they sent to journalists who then
right.
leaked it to someone who leaked it to someone. And then
right.
College kids who got nothing better to do than waste their dad's money get on the internet and download these movies. So he wants to show the movie Elf to some of the other kids. Some of the, and by kids I mean like my nephew Ben is
right.
21 now, and the twins are 13, 14, so mm-hmm. wide variety of ages. He wants to show them this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This was after everybody arrived. We started eating at about 4, so this has got to be about 2:30 okay. on Thanksgiving Day. And now the Packers game is on, and no one's really watching it, and every time I leave the room, they've changed the TV channel.
To something entertaining?
No, to put on a music. One of the music channels on
cable. Right. Oh, okay.
On cable.
Not like a movie or anything like that.
No, so I would come...
And not that football's not entertaining. Obviously, I'd want to watch the football game.
I would come back down and turn it on, but it was not a big deal, because what I had done is I had excused myself from the situation to go up to the panic room,
right.
watch the game a little bit.
Is the panic room the same as your bedroom?
No, it is. It is a separate...
Separate little...
It's a little actually...
Smaller room?
No, it's a large room. It is...
Really?
It is the master bedroom.
Ah, there you go.
And
okay.
I've taken it and made it my office.
Ah, very good.
Because I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Your place. You don't sleep in there?
No, I don't. I sleep in the bedroom with my wife.
Wow.
So it's... Well, Mike, it's my place.
It's your place.
And
there
that
you
was
go.
Part of the thing. It's yeah. This is my room. So anyway, my kid comes down and says... Hey, Dad, I want to show that, because it's, you know, the only thing he knows how to do now is download movies and play them on his computer. I want to show everybody the movie Elf.
Uh-huh.
He said, all right, knock yourself out. Well, he goes through all the TVs in the house, and he comes to me and says, Dad, the only TV that this possibly works on is yours, because yours is the only one with the S input.
Right.
And I
S
said,
cable.
I said, well, you know, God, that's up there, and I don't want
like, I don't want people crawling all over your stuff.
I don't want five boys, yeah. you know, crawling on things, and he said, I promise I can do it, and there'll be no problem at all. And I said, all right, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time, I'm just pissed off about it, and I'm talking under my breath going, six freaking TVs in this house. One TV they got to use is mine. That's the one. I want to go up there and watch it. And my wife would say, like, she'd come over and go, hey, what's your problem? It's Thanksgiving. Let it go. And I, all of this under my breath, I said, we've got all this room. We've got all these people. And they're going to my room. You know, all these other rooms. They
sanctuary.
They're
right.
going to my room. So then...
You have the best TV, though.
The next thing I hear is clank, slam. I mean, really, I hear from upstairs.
No.
And I go up there, and Bart is wedged... This television set, which is like in a nook that's carved into the wall.
Yeah.
He's yanked this baby out. It's a big set.
Yeah.
He's yanked it out and made a gigantic cut in the wood to pull this out, and the Xbox is falling out, and it's just I go upstairs and I really overreact because it's Thanksgiving and I'm just feeling this way.
And they're in your room.
And I go up and I go, first thing I said, Happy Thanksgiving. I go, what the F is going on here? And he goes, Dad, you're overreacting. And I said, I am not. What? Look at my Xbox. Look at. I mean, really, this is my reaction. That because the Xbox is dangling over the side and
right,
the
yeah.
wires are coming loose. There's a big scratch in the wood. That I said, I don't get this. We got all these TVs, and you got to watch the one movie on. I said, I'll give you money to take them to the theater to see the movie if you want. He said, but, Dad, I want to show it to them. I said, well, then take them down and show it to them on your computer or go to your car and run off your car battery. Just out of this room. I told that way to all of them. Mm-hmm. I just burned all of them. Bart's girlfriend, everybody, O-U-T. Like a New York traffic. So I mean, here we go, out, everybody out.
Did they jump too?
Out of Daddy's room, yeah. So they go downstairs, and they wore the look that a child or young person could wear when they're coming down the stairs, and they know that all the eyes are going to be on them, because obviously everybody has heard
And they want to show everybody how big and bad you are.
Yeah, everybody has heard my eruption already.
You really hurt our feelings. Look how bad we are.
So they all go downstairs. And, of course, my son is the biggest culprit.
Yeah.
You know,
he was so unfair and cruel.
I don't know. It's just, we wanted to have Thanksgiving. You want to have Thanksgiving? Well, great. You really want to have Thanksgiving? Go outside and eat some corn. Go make some maize. But even if you want to watch TVs, enjoy any of the 5 beautiful televisions I've supplied. But if you absolutely have to watch a movie that you've downloaded from the internet through your computer, and the only TV it can go through is my TV, you're SOL. And if that ruins your Thanksgiving, then that's too friggin' bad.
So that didn't go over well, did it?
No, negative.
You were the evil guy, weren't you?
You bet your ass I was. So I get downstairs, and I really don't even remember all of it, that Frida just said, What's wrong with you? And I said, nothing's wrong with me. She said, it's just a TV. Mm-hmm. I said, it's more than a TV. It's the whole space issue. That's my room up there.
That's the one. It's your sanctuary.
That's my space. And she said, it wouldn't be a big deal to have them up there just to watch. I said, I'm already letting Bart sleep in there. And she said, well, now, isn't that great? You're already letting your son spend the night of that. Isn't that nice of you? And meanwhile, I'm thinking, yeah.
Now, when that one came out, did you know you blew it right there? I would have told you.
I'm screwed that I look like the bad guy. So then I'm stuck because now the kids decide, well, guess what? We don't even need to watch anything on TV. We're going to go outside. You're always wishing your kids would go outside. Just go outside. Just get out of here.
Go outside and play.
Just go outside. So now the kids are all going outside. Mm-hmm. And I have a look that is sending across the vibe like, hey, look what I have done. Look at that. All of a sudden, no kids. Huh?
Yeah.
No smelling like.
So you're feeling like you've triumphed by directing their energy in another,
But
area.
I got the feeling back from the other adults in the room.
You completely overreacted, you callous bastard.
Yes, I did. But that pales in comparison to what my wife did.
But my question would be, did they recover from this? Did everything get back to normal? Did the kids ever treat you you hadn't hurt them?
Well, my
did you
son...
Did you see them individually and apologize?
Well, here's the thing. My son is he's not a con man.
Right.
He's got a good heart. But he is a manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
He learned from the master. And hold on, I have to take this call because this is a funny call. Get ready for a funny call, Rob.
I'm ready.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I was just wondering, at any time during Thanksgiving Day, did you wonder what Jackie Kennedy would do?
Yeah, that's a winner.
Yeah.
Okay?
I bet she wouldn't have reacted like that.
That's a winner. What's your name?
It's Marcel.
Marcel, where are you from?
I'm from the great state of California, Sacramento.
Well, enjoy your dinner for two at Outback Steakhouse.
I love you on Friends.
Thank you.
Everyone at Outback Steakhouse. Buy Outback gift certificates for everyone on your holiday list. No rules, just right.
It's so rare to hear the greatest mime in the world speak.
You're Robin.
You're great. You bring it up. You're younger than I am. If you bring up Marceau, that's great.
Right. All right, hold on. Funny call. Thank you.
Mime equals funny.
Thank you very much. So to answer your question, I just threw everybody off for the whole day.
Okay.
Because then at one
point... You started the Thanksgiving holiday off on the wrong
Then at one point, they're outside playing, and I was like looking out the window like, look what I've done. Mm-hmm. And the looks that I was getting back were, and it's just how I interpret the looks I'm getting.
Right,
the looks I'm getting
right.
are, I can't believe this cold bastard wouldn't let children watch one of the 6 televisions that he's got.
Right.
And in my mind, I'm saying... What a wonderful guy I am. I'm offering you 5 of my 6 televisions.
Right. Did you ever, at any point, want to pull the illegality card out on them and use that as your excuse?
No, absolutely. See, Mike, that would make me a hypocrite. And I play one on the radio, and I try not to be one in real life. Uh-huh. For instance.
Did he bring any movies home for Daddy?
Yeah, there were a couple that I liked.
Very good.
A couple that I liked.
Excellent.
Yeah. I like Elf. That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I might even pay to see that. Of course I didn't, but I might.
Very
so how can I yell at the boy for doing this?
Well, no.
Mike, they're all doing it.
They're all doing it now.
They're all doing it. Turn a blind eye. He's down there in college downloading movies. Better that than taking crack, I say.
I suppose you're right.
So outstanding F-up by me because I really overreacted. Mm. And that brings us to Thanksgiving night. Now the night.
Night.
The dinner's already happened. Went off without a hitch. The kids are okay. Everybody's okay. And then the socializing begins. And this is where I start to get the first tinge of, you know, my spider sense is going off with this. Okay, this is where it's going to start to get tedious now because the games aren't on anymore. It's now just a regular Thursday night.
Right.
7 o'clock. All the people that have been here all day are still here.
A little hooch being enjoyed.
Well, that's a perfect segue to my next headline.
Very good.
The perfect segue. The brother-in-law I never knew.
Ah.
That's my next headline.
Interesting.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Wow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, you and your families too. Now let's talk about the game.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mongoose.
National Treasure. Don and Mike.
Hey, you realize we've been on the air now over an hour, and we've not yet mentioned the fact that we're giving away a brand new car. It's a brand new Jeep. A 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock, four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter power tank, V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages, 2TV and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Yay.
Thank you, Barker.
You're welcome.
And that's the Jeep we're giving away.
Splendid.
Giving away a key a day. And we'll have a chance for you to win a key later today. And then next Friday, we're only giving away 18 keys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. I've got some Snyder coming.
Hold on. Listen to this.
Sorry.
You know, when you spit, you don't spit pointedly, do you?
No.
You do a...
Yeah, and I'd love to be able to do that thing where you
go through the little teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd also love to be able to do that whistle thing you can do that where you put your fingers like. Man, I'd kill to do that. Really? Because with me it's like.
Well, you gotta put your fingers in your mouth.
But even if I go.
Yeah.
Now I feel like the kid that was on The Price is Right. Now it's like I'm putting my fingers in my mouth and I'm trying to.
Ow. Yeah.
See, it doesn't.
I've got an ingrown mustache here.
Ouch.
Ow. Oh, that hurt.
How is it that you hold your fingers? Because I can't do that.
I can't do the finger.
You make
thing.
Not with the index finger, but with the second finger, okay. The FU finger. You make a perfect circle.
Right.
Then you take the where the fingernails meet.
Right.
Right on the edge of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your lip over your fingers, and you go. No, you're not. You're curling your lip up. Keep your lip tight like this. I can't you retards.
Can't do it.
But you should, both get a splendid medal.
But you should see me play basketball.
There you go. Splendid.
What's better than winning that Special Olympics medal?
Not being retarded.
Yeah, that's like the T-shirt. All right, boys. My God.
Can't whistle.
Hello, hell.
Oh, come on.
Hello, hell.
Anyone who's really a...
Hell, Colin.
Anyone who's really a tard anyway wouldn't be able to listen to this.
Well, you'd be surprised.
It's only FOTs that would get mad at us.
What's that?
Friends of tards.
Friends of tards.
Friends of tards.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, on to the Thanksgiving, because we're only to the second part. I'm almost done with my party.
Now, So you're talking about the boring part of the evening where it gets... Tedious,
and you're playing games. Conversation, and I've escaped a couple of times to go watch TV, and there's nothing on. So I go back down, and now I've been married to Frida for 22 years, and I've known her, so we'll round it off to 23 years
mm-hmm.
that I've been a part of her family.
Right.
And during that time, I've become very close with all of her family members. Her brother, Doug, is a guy that I've never not... gotten along with. It's just we've never really, in 22 plus years, we never talked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
Let me see. We were brought closer with when his dad died,
right,
when Pop-Pop died, when Les died, and Doug recently had some heart surgery done, and that brought us closer. I went to see him, and I thought he appreciated that, and he let down his guard on Thanksgiving and had some wine, and I've never seen my brother-in-law Doug
out of control.
No, he was not out of control.
But buzzed?
Not even buzzed. I would just say because he is, at least in my perception, such a button-down, tell-you-like-it-is guy. Everything, he's got a sense of humor, but everything is, he's like a big brother always. Everything's always very serious.
Right.
I don't mean like Orwellian big brother, but I mean like, this would be the right thing to do, the
right.
prudent thing to do. Well, Katie barred the door.
Well,
Thanksgiving night. He had a couple of glasses of wine, and
he normally doesn't imbibe?
No, and if he does, I guess he doesn't
make a big deal of it.
Yeah, he kind of keeps it to himself, but okay. I really, really enjoyed just sitting and listening to my brother-in-law and Doug, listen to him speak on a variety of topics.
Right.
A highly...
Without holding back anything.
Highly opinionated man he is.
Really?
And it was great. That's all I want to say. Mm. And I don't want to overblow it because it wasn't like he was drunk like I was. He was just looser than he normally is.
Right. Good.
And it made for a very nice...
Well, how did he react to you because of that?
Thanksgiving night.
Was he closer to you?
He didn't...
Or were you out of the line of fire for a change?
I was sitting behind him at the table that we were sitting at, a big round table. He was near one of the corners, and I was sitting at the head of this table, and I was kind of behind him, and as he was just carrying, as he was, no, I didn't give him the peace sign behind his
head,
but as he would just hold court, I just was loving it. I'm just loving it. I'm looking around, and I'm just,
right.
I'm loving it.
So it's not uncharacteristic of him.
I said to him,
well, did he say anything?
He was funny.
He had to say something that made you laugh.
He did.
Are you what you can't say?
Yeah, I can't tell you. I just want to say, that's the side. Doug, listen, and I know he's sensitive about being talked about on the radio, so I don't want anything to be interpreted the wrong way.
Right.
I really liked seeing you.
The real Doug, as you like to say?
Yeah, no.
A little loose. So you used to, the first time I got loaded, you called me, hey, there's the real Mike.
Well, see, he wasn't that
which
loaded.
Which is so untrue, because really, I mean, there's shades of truth in it, but when anybody gets really, like, bombed...
But he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't.
No, he was not. He was...
So maybe it was the real
Mike. Relaxed. And
he was, yes. Yeah,
uninhibited, really.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. It's
less inhibited.
Hard to describe.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. You're dancing around something here, and I have no idea what significance it has.
Listen, my wife is giving me the big lecture about this.
All right, okay. You had to bring it up.
But yeah. I wanted to bring it up and acknowledge it, that was a good time.
Yeah. Good.
That was a goddamn good time on Thanksgiving
night. Did he say anything evil?
No comment.
Okay. That's all I require.
I have no comment. And I just want to say, if he happens to be listening now, or if this gets back to him, he saved Thanksgiving night for me.
Well, okay, there you go.
Because otherwise, it would have just been more of this boring, downhill BS, what about Secret Santa? We need Secret Santa this year. I don't know. Should it be $25? I don't know. What about $30?
That's the kind of conversation that kills you.
You can't really get anything for $30. Well, you can get a gift certificate. Well, there's a Home Depot. They had them for $25. he was there to save the situation. Then you get to Friday. This will be the last part of the Thanksgiving trifecta that I give you. Friday, we go through the entire day. It's nice. It's pleasant. Friday night, it's extended family now. It's just my brother-in-law, Bill, my sister-in-law, Robbie, the twins, Drew and Nick, and Ben. And Bart is already split, so it's just their family and Frida and I. And somehow the idea gets thrown out there. Let's play a board game.
Ah, I love those.
I hate board games.
Do you do this every time you have family get-togethers? You play some sort of game?
Well, my wife is normally the instigator, although I think other people in her family like it as well for some reason.
You hate it.
I hate it with a passion, but at this point my glass is full,
right?
And I mean literally my glass is full of booze. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting down at the table and I think, okay, we'll bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Well, it's the game Cranium.
What is that?
It is a game where you have to
get someone to say something or acknowledge a person by either mimicking them or drawing a picture.
Right.
Or here's a wacky one. If you roll the die, you draw a picture with your eyes closed.
Okay.
Or take a piece of Play-Doh and sculpt it into something. Or you have to hum songs. Yeah, you got it right. That eye roll is right, Mike.
Yeah, I've been through this game.
It's like one of the worst games ever.
Mm-hmm. Tedious with lots of instructions.
Oh, and lots of hurt feelings and anger.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is what happens.
Okay.
What happens is we're playing the game because we have so many people. We're playing the game.
Now I'm intrigued.
It's fun.
And, you know, Buzz, I know how you feel about this, but I'm willing to give up some of my Raven suck-up time today if you would like to discuss any of these topics on your own. For instance, you jump right in with the board game stuff if you feel like it.
Right.
You want to talk about the relish tray?
Yeah.
From Thanksgiving.
I made it, you know. I made all of it.
That's what I
hear. The relish tray, the turkey, the stuffing, the
gravy.
You
made everything?
Peeled and cooked the potatoes. I pretty much did the entire meal.
Why did you make the entire meal?
Well, you know, she had to shower and put on makeup.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because he's not.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, very good.
Good for you.
All right. Thank
good
you.
For saying something off the air. He said off the air. So, we're playing this game.
Uh-huh.
And
Cranium.
It's okay. And we were playing in teams because there's so many of us. This is my brother-in-law and I, Bill. Mm-hmm. Bill and I are playing.
Mm-hmm.
Robin, my sister-in-law, and Frida, their sisters, they're playing. And the three boys, Drew, Nick, and Ben, they're playing as a team. And, of course, the three boys are killing us at this game because they're kids and they're into it and they're playing it all the time. And, you know, they're enjoying it always.
Right.
And at one point, Frida has to get Robin to guess the name Porky Pig. Which you would think would be kind of... Now, what are you laughing about?
Well, the potential.
Same one we got.
I'm laughing at the potential.
So here's what... Well, I think it's going to take a turn that you're not expecting.
I don't know what turn.
So they start... I don't know how much time it is, but you turn over that little sand thing that, you know... you hate that thing too, Buzz?
We got hung up on the same clue. The Porky Pig? I can't believe it. The Porky Pig clue is a home run.
You got to make them say Porky Pig. So,
yeah.
Home record.
Yeah.
So they turn over the little hourglass, days of our lives thing, they say, go. And Frida goes, biddy, 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 biddy. That's all, folks. And Robin's just drawing a blank on this. And Frida goes, biddy, 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 biddy. That's all, folks. And Robin's going, I know who it is. I know. I even know it's a pig, but I don't know his name. What is his name? What is his name? And meanwhile, the time runs out, and... Then we say, oh, that's it. You know, too bad. You didn't get it. It's Porky Pig. And she goes, oh, of course it was Porky Pig. Of course it was. And then Frida said something like, I can't believe you didn't get Porky Pig. I want another partner. Because, you know, Frida's a little competitive.
Right.
At everything.
Right.
I love this about her. She's a winner.
Did she say it seriously? I want another partner? Or did she mean it? Or was it just lighthearted?
Here's the thing. You know how Frida is. She said it in that way. Where if you were offended by that, she would say, I was just kidding.
Right.
And I don't think that she meant it with any malice.
Right.
But then everybody continued to laugh, and even Robin was laughing, and Frida would just continue to say a couple of things. And then all of a sudden, Robin started crying. And
you're respecting your wife's wishes by leaving things out here again, right?
No, this is... I'm giving you the exact...
You said a couple of... What was the catalyst?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I really don't remember. And it was... It was an overreaction on my sister-in-law.
Did it start with the whole partner thing?
I think, you know, because Robin was just... She had a moment when she just, like, went nuts. And
right.
She started... She was really crying.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, you hurt my feelings with it, you know, because, you know, Porky Pig thing. And you said you want another partner.
Too much day.
Yeah.
And she's crying, and Frida's being very rational and very calm, and she said, well, listen, I didn't mean for this to happen. And then right on cue, I swear to you, with God of my wisdom, right on cue, as Frida said it, there's that awkward... Here's what my wife says. There's an awkward moment. She's made Robin cry.
Right.
Robin is still crying, still has the tears coming down. Meanwhile, we have all this dumb board game stuff sitting out, and Frida says, that's it. I don't want to play this game anymore. We didn't want to play this game to begin with. We're only playing this game because you guys are here, because it's what we do. I don't want to play this game. Everybody says, oh, no, come on and play. Come on, let's finish the game. And then Frida said, well, she says to me all the time, and I jumped around and she said, I'm not going to play now because you've taken the joy out of it. And as she said... Because you've taken the joy out of it, I try and so you be free to say I can't play.
I'm not. I can't play anymore because you've taken
the joy out of it. And I said it right.
And you jumped in.
I said it with her.
Oh. Right.
She gave me a look like, you know, one of those comic
double take. Like, yeah.
Huh? Uh-huh. And I said to her, I said, hey, welcome to my world.
Right.
This is what I live in. And then with that, Frida got up and walked to the other part of the room,
right,
away from the dinner table, and sat in a chair and started leaping through a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, meanwhile, still sitting around the Thanksgiving table, it's just me representing our family.
And all the other people that have taken the joy out of the game.
And Bill and Robin and Drew and Nick and Ben. I'm sitting there with all of them. And it was... It was beyond awkward because Robin was still kind of crying, and Frida was sitting in the other.
But it's a tough game, right? It's a game that kind of precipitates some hurt feelings.
It is, and she had to be frustrated that she couldn't think of the answer, and that probably was the beginning of it. But
yeah, no, and
too much day, little time
for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's a thing where it was one of those that was so obvious that you feel like an idiot when you don't get it. But you know, let's be honest, we're playing a game where you're taking a piece of Play-Doh and trying to make it look like a banana split. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's not like we're splitting the atom here. It's a dumb game.
Yeah, it looks like a mushroom cap.
And she, you know, I don't know what Frida said, but that started the waterworks, and it was like, oh my God, you made your sister on Thanksgiving. You made your sister cry on Thanksgiving, and then it was. Then she leaves the table, and it's just me sitting there with Robin and her family. And now I'm too afraid to say anything because Frida's sitting just 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say to Robin, hey, I'm sorry about this.
Right.
Because then I'll incur Frida's wrath.
Right. Sure.
And I can't go over to Frida and say, hey, you're right, Robin overreacted, because then I piss off Robin. So meanwhile, while Frida's happily reading her magazine now, I'm just sitting at the table with all of these people, and one of the kids said, hey, that was a real buzzkill. And I said,
I love that expression.
I said, yeah, yes, it was. And then there was a little... nervous shuffling and moving of papers and clay and stuff.
The game didn't continue?
And then it was decided at that point that we would just, we'd bag it.
Yeah.
Wow.
There'd be no more.
Your wife is very powerful. If your wife wants the game to end, the game ends.
It was, you know, the thought went up. Somebody threw the trial balloon up. They said, how about we just play the game? Let's finish the game. And it was like, nope. That was it.
No joy.
That was it. No joy. And she made her sister cry on Thanksgiving, and that's the truth.
Wow,
Ruth.
Wow. Well, did they kiss and make up? Everything was okay.
Yeah, they're fine now. They're fine now. They had a talk, I think, on Saturday morning.
You somehow enjoyed the moment of the.
Listen, what's not to like?
Yeah, well, because it takes the boring factor out of it.
Yeah, I mean, would you stop and think about it for a second? Look at it out of context, as I do. My wife made her sister cry. On a major family holiday.
You're off the hook.
It's fantastic.
You're off the hook for yelling at the kids in the morning.
Get out of here.
Right, yeah.
Get out of here.
That's just him.
What are you doing?
Would have been dwarf.
Anyway, so that was, that's my Thanksgiving. And then on to the Ravens, which we did yesterday. But I'll tell you about that later, because I don't want to jip Mike out of his time here, because Mike went to Las Vegas, and we're going to break, and then just give you a whole break.
Would you like a little Las Vegas break?
I'd love some.
Would you like my tale of Las Vegas? The incredibly exciting city of Las Vegas.
Why'd you just tease us going into the break here now?
I will tell you that I had a fabulous, fabulous weekend in Las Vegas that was punctuated by a very, very significant legal scare.
Ooh.
That's the best way I can put it.
And not only that, I want to get ahead, but, you know, think about the smile that America loves.
The smile that America loves?
Your smile.
My smile.
That became damaged.
Oh, yes. Had a very significant dental accident.
Oh, no.
Over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
The smile that America loves.
Yes.
Still, you can whistle. Still, you can whistle.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough when you're sitting across from the lady that you guys met, and, you know, and she's, you know... It was just a little awkward.
Wait, talk.
It was a little awkward as I realized that somewhere in my Asian lettuce wrap was the bottom of my tooth.
And which tooth was it, Mike?
The front one, Don.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are Icelandic cowboys in the West. Don and Mike.
I have to tell you one thing about that crazy bride of mine.
Yeah?
Lucy Ricardo. Tomorrow I'm going to bring in a letter that she sent to her mother in 1976.
Okay.
Wow. Cleaning out the Big Frida's house now, my mother-in-law's house. And anyway, my Frida sent a letter to her mom in 1976 when she was in college telling her what she wanted for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't begin to describe the letter to you now. But
a very detailed letter.
Let me just say that it show it, what you see is the essence of what becomes what became what is the continuing evolution into what is Frida Incorporated.
Wow. Very good.
Wait.
I'll read it tomorrow. It's too much today, but now looking at it, I almost peed myself. Reading this, you know, and she writes it, Dear Santa Claus, to her mom.
Oh, really?
Hello, Dear Mama.
Here's what I want.
It's like a 12-page letter.
Kind of what she wants with her life?
No, for Christmas.
Legitimately
well,
for Christmas.
What she wanted for Christmas.
Itemized Christmas list.
Yeah, well, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Well,
Mike,
pages.
You, my friend.
Yeah, baby.
You're living the life.
Oh, man, fantastic.
Day after Thanksgiving, out of town.
Yeah, I took a beautiful flight to Las Vegas, Nevada, early in the morning for lots of luck.
Luck be a lady.
Well, Don, you know I love that town.
And I love it when you go there.
I do. I could go every weekend.
I know you could.
I'd be perfectly content. I'm not sure I... You know, seriously, I'm not sure I could live out there.
Is it really...
The traffic we have in Washington, right in that little strip area of Las Vegas, probably worse than I've... I mean, you sit there more than you sit anybody,
but don't
anywhere.
But don't you think if you lived in Las Vegas...
You'd be out in the other area.
You'd never go there. It's like...
No, the guy that I was talking to, a cab driver I was saying, said when he's off, when he's not working, he goes nowhere near. Not within 2 miles of the...
Like, do you know anybody really who lives in the D.C. Metro who goes down to the Washington Monument?
You know, if you go down to the Washington Monument, there's no traffic. It's out here that we have all the traffic.
Well, no, but I mean, there's a lot of landmarks here that people don't, you know, oh, it's the seat of government. I would think in Las Vegas would be the same thing, that, you know, the tourists would go to, to, you know, the sand.
Well, I will tell you about my trip.
Montego Bay.
My Las Vegas
trip. Mandalay Bay.
I did it first class, baby. I did it first class all the way. I took my frequent flying miles. And I upgraded the first class on the plane out.
There you go.
Which was fantastic. And we drank a lot of wine. So much wine that I was a little wobbly getting off the plane, which is kind of a shocker.
Yeah.
But got out there. Just, you know, the weather was good. It's like 70 degrees on Saturday. It was fantastic. Jacqueline Vargas had arranged for everything. Your room, no meals, but your room.
Calmed. Because you are a...
I'm a player.
A player.
I am a P-L-A-Y-A.
Now, don't be a player hater.
I'm a player. But, you know, I'm really not a player. They really delineate real players. I just go a lot, and I lose. So they like you.
Probably one of the players they love.
They like you. So, I mean, it begins where we get out there, and it's lots of fun, and, you know... Gambled, went out to dinner, then the next day, you know, got up, did a little gambling.
Yeah.
And then lunch. And lunch is when the first, let me just say, incident occurred.
Okay.
The first incident is I'm sitting there and I'm eating my lettuce wraps, trying to eat as healthy as I can. Okay. And I remember saying during lunch that I said, oh, I think I just broke a tooth. And I'm joking because I thought it was just one of those fried Chinese noodles that was a little harder. And so as I'm finishing up my lunch, I take my tongue and I put it, and I realize that I got this little bonding on my right tooth here.
Uh-huh.
And I had just frayed it right off.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm looking across at my lady, and she's looking at me. And as I determine later, she's unable to stifle laughter because I look
remarkably similar to Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
You know, I could have sucked my head out the window and gone, pardon me, I'm giving a lecture at the college. You know, like that opening scene in Dumb and Dumber.
So you went the whole weekend? The whole weekend with the trip, too?
Whole weekend with it. Well, most of the weekend. Saturday, maybe it was a short trip. Came back on Sunday. The whole time. And it just, it was, you know, if you do something to the front here, I've had it since surgically repaired.
I thought you had it fixed.
But if you do anything to this, you the front tooth, you're totally obsessed with it because you can't. You keep running your tongue over it, and you're just totally messed up in the batsa and the gagutsa with the tooth.
Yeah.
But it didn't prevent me from a fabulous day of drinking and gambling, and Saturday in particular, the drinking became rather significant.
May I ask a question? And I just
or was it Friday?
Probably.
I don't remember. It's all a big blur to me.
Do you have to save the chip of tooth when that happens, or?
No, I believe the...
you'll pass?
There was a discussion later in the weekend that maybe the chip of tooth would pass.
In
a very painful way. And I didn't pick through my stool.
Or maybe it's still in there.
It's still in my system?
Could be.
I've had many BMs since then.
A dermoid is a very unusual kind of tumor.
It has hair and teeth in there.
So they built you like a new tooth.
I'm trying to think, though, because the weekend is a bit of a blur.
Is it a big enough
piece? Chronology may be off because, and you can tell by the fact that I can't say chronology, that I had a little too much weekend because I'm thinking whether it's Friday night. Yeah, I think it's Friday night that I got happy, that I got really, really happy.
Really drunk.
Drunk, you know.
Only
just,
Friday?
Just a lot of, only really Friday, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the whole time. But
you never were
kind
sad.
I was never sad. I was never sad, but apparently I was informed that late, early morning, I had just a bit of trouble walking. They give them to you free out there, Rob. I don't know if you're familiar with Las Vegas. They provide you with free drinks and when you're losing. So I get up next day. Look, I know I'm usually a really good storyteller, but I remember the tooth. I remember the suck. Penn and Teller's show.
Yeah, you didn't like them, did you?
But, you know, we wanted to go see a show, and so we went to Penn and Teller, and it was, you know,
not as good as Penn and Teller have been.
I think because of Friday night, and because of during the day the incident of the chipped tooth, and because there was just a lot of there was too much day, and it was just busy, and I was tired
and hungover. So because you
had hungover,
you partied on Friday, you chip your tooth on Saturday, you're not really in the frame of mind to go see a nice comedy magic show.
Yeah, it was. I fell asleep, and apparently I was snoring.
Oh dear.
During the
Penn and Teller show. It was just. Here's the deal, and maybe if I'd stayed longer or had better seats, and I was very disappointed. Because you know I know how to get good seats at a show, right?
How do you do that?
You get you grease a palm, my friend. That's what you do in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it was one of those deals where...
Here's a DP for you.
I was too late.
A dead president.
I was too late greasing palms because the show was already... Everybody was in their seats. But they still had people that didn't show up. So the fact that we were back in the mezzanine and... the Mennonite. We were sitting in the Mennonite because back in those rows, it was... there's so much patter that big guy, you know, smelly, stinky Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette, yeah.
You know, he does all this patter, and it just, maybe if I'd had different seats, I would have hung in there a little bit more. Maybe it was a combination of everything, but no, I don't think so. I don't like a lot of, like, jargon. I want to see the tricks.
Right.
I want to see the act.
They're great because they show you how they do the tricks.
And see, now I know why you love it, because that's the opening part, you know, and it's great, and they show you how they do this stuff. And that was pretty interesting. But then when he talks for like 25 minutes about how he juggles and then juggles, you know, he says, I'm the only one that does this. This is great. And you could, you know, I'm showing these are sharp edges, and I'm the only one. And I'm like, come on. Break the bottles and juggle them, for Christ's sake, okay? And so finally, so I fell asleep, left that, went back, and I think that was an early night on the... No, we actually continued gambling. I have no sense... All right, I'm sorry. I have no sense of time. Because I was in Las Vegas. I don't know when this happened.
No clock.
Something very... I'm trying to lead up to the very significant, scary moment that I had.
Yeah, well, when did you have your run-in with John Law? With John Q. Law? When did the casino security...
No, we left Sunday.
When did casino security...
All right, that
would have
been Saturday. That would have been Saturday. Would that have been... Yeah. Yeah, Saturday, okay, here's my problem, all right? I skipped ahead to Penn and Teller, and I shouldn't have skipped ahead to Penn and Teller, because the fact of the matter is Penn and Teller came after one of the scariest moments of my life.
Here we go.
All right. I'm at the high-dollar slot machine. I'm sitting there, which I play, incidentally, because I have a bit of luck. And I know you might say, Mike, you're such an idiot.
Mike,
why put in more money in those things? All they do is take it from you.
I put more money in those things.
Well, they don't always take it from me, okay?
Okay.
They really don't. They don't always take it from me. And I was sitting there, and I reach in my wallet, and a half of a $100 bill falls out and falls on the floor. And I say
hey,
to...
Hey, Mr. PTP, Mr. Primetime Player.
I say to my lady, I said, I find the other half. I said, would you mind taking that over to the cashier place and getting a good one because it's split in two and we don't have any scotch tape? So the
$100 bill was ripped?
Yes.
And in half?
She goes over to do this.
Was it totally ripped in half?
Totally, like ripped in half. I didn't even look at it. I just looked. I see it's two pieces. This has got to be the other half. She goes over. It seemed like 60 seconds later, comes
be
back.
Be a deal. Go get me a crisp new $100 bill.
And she wasn't playing the slot machine, so she came over, and she comes back, and there's a supervisor with her. And the supervisor says to me, sir, may I speak to you for a moment?
Ooh.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm having a great time with the high-dollar slots. Problem? And she says, sir, this is a counterfeit. And I said, what? And I am totally freaked out. I said, a counterfeit? I said, yes. And then follows it up with, didn't you know that? I'm like, no! I had no idea. I was here playing my high-dollar slot machine.
You're passing funny money.
I had no idea. She said, we're going to need you to come over to the counter. Now, at this point, this is like I'm about a moment from bowels releasing.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, oh, great weekend followed by prison term. I didn't know what was going to happen. I said, what's the deal?
Well, maybe it'd be like a casino. We're going to take.
That's what I said. That I
we're going to break one of your hands with a hammer.
You have a guy back there with a hammer, and then, you know when you make a kind of comment and it doesn't get a real big laugh.
Yeah.
And it didn't get a really big laugh. And
yes.
And she said, we're going to. We're going to have to ask you to come over here. I need to call security.
When did he say hammer?
You both said
click, click. And I go over to the counter. I'm beginning to literally...
Click, click, click.
Sweat.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
To literally perspire.
Click.
Combination of too much evening, too much day. This is prior to Penn and Teller, so I can't blame them.
I would only break in for an absolute emergency.
Yes.
A very important man is on the telephone. David Modell.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Hi, Dave.
How are you guys?
We're right in the middle of Mike's story, but I just had to...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mike.
That's okay. I was just telling a little gambling story. How are you, Dave?
Did you win?
No. I was just up to the point where I was in danger of getting arrested.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good story. It's a good story. I wouldn't interrupt Mike unless my best buddy was calling in.
He wouldn't, Dave.
I really wouldn't because this is a great Mike story. It really is. It's terribly insensitive and egotistical of me to break into Mike's time.
No, but I understand how important this is. And you know, if you're getting what you want out of this.
Well.
You know, and you know what? I'm going to be very upset if you don't, man.
I feel very guilty, however.
Why is that?
Or that I'm interrupting Mike.
Well, but David, you know,
a delightful story.
I know I speak for Don when I say you're more than welcome to, interrupt me at any time because I'm hoping for my partner's sake that you are the bearer of good news.
Oh, I was just calling to say hi.
Oh, that's good.
Nice talking to you.
Oh, he's a tease, isn't he?
See how quickly he turns.
Oh, my.
See how quickly he turns.
No, look at this.
Do you know, Don hugged me four times when he left the office yesterday.
He hugged you?
Not once.
I did.
It was a four, and the concerning part, the first two were cool. They were ass-outs, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the fourth one, it was kind of reminiscent of the dog humping the leg thing, and I was getting a little freaked out by the whole thing.
Wow.
Told you, I was really in over my head yesterday.
He seemed to be excited, if you know what I mean.
I was.
It was kind of frightening, actually.
He was excited.
I didn't know you could feel that, Dave. didn't know that you could feel my swelling manhood.
You got very close.
Wow.
My boner. I'm just seeing how much of this they'll let get through on here before they delete it out.
Oh, Lord. You know, okay. So, Frida
has already received her invitation.
Oh, has she really?
Yes. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she remembered my lady friend's name.
Well, I know your girlfriend's name.
You do?
It's Michelle.
You just won an invitation to the Cincinnati game.
There it is.
That's right. Fantastic.
How about that?
Dave, I'm telling
you. Awesome.
Right here.
Lovely, Michelle.
This is it. Okay, you know, and Frida did say to me that Michelle said to her, well, you're coming next week, aren't you? And Frida said, well, that's presumptuous, though. So if you're saying that I'm invited, well, I'll be there. You bet your ass I'll be there.
But the same rules apply. We did get an opportunity to chat with BB, Brian Billick, after the game.
I've not told you about that yet.
No.
And Brian, he's with the program. I'm shocked that he remembered Don being on the trip to Miami and said, hey, weren't you on the trip? Well, why are you here since we lost in Miami?
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, I had a moment with BB after the game.
But we did make the point that you weren't on the field in the fourth quarter.
Correct. So I'll be up, drinking your booze and having your cigars and sitting at your desk. And what a great time it was. We'll talk about that in depth here.
Putting more fingerprints on the trophy.
Dave, you know, Dave, you'll appreciate this,
yes,
being an NFL executive.
Yes.
And this is me saying this, not you.
Yes.
If you go to WJFK.com,
yes,
home of the Redskins,
yes,
and you click on the Don and Mike page,
yes,
it's nutty that you're going to see in the upper right-hand corner,
yes,
a thing saying, listen to the Redskins. But then if you scroll down a little bit, you look at the picture, I'm holding the Ravens Super Bowl trophy, and I'm in, you know, Ravens Stadium.
And that photograph was taken by John Walker.
That's right, your girlfriend's father.
Lovely Michelle's father. Yeah.
Couldn't have been nice. What an ass kisser I am.
You are.
What an ass kisser I am.
Do it so well.
And you're enjoying yourself.
Well, you know what? It's fun. It's all fun. It was a fun day yesterday.
Do you ever get anybody that's really just as big a sap as I am? Do you ever get anybody that you invite up there who you think one time they're going to come up and they're going to go, wow, this is great? Do you ever get anybody that really just was just as over the top, up your ass as I was?
You know, I never view that negative terms because I understand how great it is, how exciting it is, and I love seeing people as excited as you were yesterday. It's fun. That's fun for me. It helps to remind me of how great my job is.
Yeah. You're going to be able to bring your turgidity to the next game now.
Amen.
How do you feel about that, Ethan?
Yeah.
There it is.
I think a little saltpeter. We're saying a little saltpeter the evening before. Don't eat any more. Can license that to you.
There you go. David, thank you for the invite.
I'm very excited.
A great, great time yesterday. Thank you again.
We loved having you. Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
You got it. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Take care, guys.
Bye, bye, David.
Bye.
Happy holidays. Hey. You know that's worth it to me. I like to see you that happy.
Thanks, Mike. I didn't.
That is no, but that, he had to, you know, it was for the right reasons. You know?
There you go.
He's a nice man.
He's my man.
Right.
My man.
That's not gonna get on the air.
Right now, his ass is an all day sucker.
That might.
He might as well put Tootsie Roll Pop on his ass.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, I'm getting down to the Chewy Center.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. I'll just tell you now, I'll finish this up, then we go back, we got a break, and you can have the rest of the time with the Las Vegas thing, because that's big news. Mm-hmm. This guy, Dave Modell from the Ravens, invited me up there yesterday, and what a great time I had. Let me hold the Super Bowl trophy out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, after all of the other, a lot of the people had left,
mm-hmm,
he was nice enough to say, you want to go meet Art? You know, his dad, Art Modell, and I went spent some time with Art Modell and with Mrs. Modell, Patty. And at one point, BB comes walking into the room.
Right.
Brian Billick, right? And, you know, he's all cocksure and, you know, just won the game.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there with the Modell family. It's mm-hmm, like it's the bosom of the Baltimore Ravens family. And
right,
for some reason, I'm there. And Billick walks in right away, just like, he spots me right away. Hey, you're the guy. You were on the plane to Miami. I said, yeah, how you doing? He said, you're the guy. You're the guy. That's all he kept saying to me.
Huh.
I said, no, you're the guy. Because I thought he was doing like a you're
right,
the man thing.
Right.
But no, he finally just said, no, really, you're the guy.
Hmm.
You're the guy that was on the airplane. And I went and said, yeah, I'm the guy. Remember I said, my name is Stu Nahan.
But right.
I, you know, I didn't say any of that.
Right, right.
I just said, hey, how you doing?
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
How you doing, BB? Great seeing him.
Yeah.
I mean, not like I'm friends with him, because I'm not. He's just some prick football coach, and I'm just some prick disc jockey, but it's fantastic. And that's all. That's all. And my DNA's all over the Ravens Super Bowl trophy. All over it. So I'll be going back this weekend. And I bet that this is probably where it ends. I think that after this...
Well, you know.
I can't imagine the Ravens being any nicer to me.
They've been over the top.
Yep, they really have. And I don't know what they're
getting out of it. Nice to call the show every day after the weekends.
Yeah. I don't know what they're getting out of it, because it's not like they need to sell tickets. Because they got... All the tickets are sold.
I think he likes you.
Well,
I think he likes the experience, and he gets a kick out of you talking about it.
I do. It's fun for him, just like it is for you.
Really?
I think so.
As long as we're on the topic, I'll tell you this, too. His girlfriend? Oh. Boy, is she nice.
That's good.
She's very, very nice.
Pretty lady.
Yeah, that too.
And mm-hmm. You knew her name all along. You were just protecting her anonymity.
Yeah, right. And I didn't know how to... See, here's right. The thing with this guy. Right. And this right here. This could be the first thing I say that pisses him off.
Right.
I don't know what his marital status is.
Mm-hmm.
He's seeing this girl, Michelle, and it's not a secret.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like...
Right.
But in some way, I mean, he's married or getting divorced or one of those
things.
He's
probably like me.
Yeah.
I'm seeing somebody, but mm-hmm. I'm actually, you know, I'm separate. I'm not finally divorced yet.
Sure, it's all fine.
It's perfectly legal.
No, it isn't.
I wouldn't think Dave Modell would do anything illegal.
No, I know he wouldn't.
I would think it would be fine.
So anyway,
you could have, you know, there are legal documents that make everything possible.
Yeah. That's the only reason I didn't.
My ex-wife has seen people, and I have seen people, and that is perfectly acceptable. So I don't think, you know, I'm trying to cover your ass for your
Thanks,
friend David Modell there.
I appreciate it. But that's one reason I didn't mention her name.
Right. And you know, the good thing, not to get back to my story, but the good thing about it that I haven't gotten to yet is that now that I've explained that, perhaps the Secret Service is listening right now. That's who gets involved when you pass a counterfeit bill.
Wow.
So Dave Modell of the Ravens, all in this now. Mm-hmm. Just let me get this straight. He is president of an NFL team. He's separated. He's got a hot girlfriend. That's love.
Well, I don't know his
that,
I don't know his marital status.
We don't know his status.
Well, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's happy. That's the important.
From what I've heard, yeah, he's a happy guy.
That's the important.
Right.
That's luck, Mike.
That's luck.
Anyway, Baltimore Ravens, thank you very much. Go to WJFK.com. You can see my picture with the Super Bowl trophy. Mike, your time in Vegas. We got a break again.
I'm going to start over again.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going to start over from where I'm standing at the slot machine,
mm-hmm.
and the half $100 bill falls out of my pocket.
Beautiful.
Wow.
We'll pick it up right there, because I'm done with the Ravens. I'm done with everything else. So we will get back to Mike. And you mentioned the Secret Service. You're not kidding about that, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
So that comes later. No, this is... Well, they weren't there.
So are you establishing an alibi now?
I'd rather not talk about it until we can take a break.
With the authorities? Is that why you're being forthcoming about the fact that you were there with somebody who can verify the fact that you didn't...
Carla, we can call her by her name. Carla, yes.
Carla, the counterfeit girl. The girl who knows...
She's come into the plot.
The girl who
she's
knows...
She's involved in the plot.
As his counsel, let me just say, Mr. Romero will be happy to answer all of your questions later.
See, I thought... Can I just say one thing before... Because I sent her up to get it, I thought it was just like me sending somebody like a bag person, you know.
It's like she's
that's
your
gonna,
mule.
That's gonna do that, and
she's
I felt
your,
horrible
right.
about
she's
that.
She's your mule.
Because I thought that would make me look more guilty, and then it was explained to me later. It was explained to me later, sir, normally if you are going to pass a counterfeit bill, you don't do it at the casino cashier.
At any point...
Which made me relieved, yes.
At any point was she scared that when she came back, you'd be gone?
No, I don't believe so, Rob. I do not believe so, but I will tell you something.
Dia, take this phony $100 bill.
See if you can pass it off and bring me back a fresh one that I'll keep. No, that was not my intention.
That was not, all right, we'll get the inside story. We'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
I guess I don't have to tell you, bigger is better.
Oh, that's right, Don. And here's a way you can get bigger for less.
For 10 years, the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tysons and the Cash Store in Fairfax have been giving customers a much bigger bang for their buck than the fancy mall stores and their so-called diamond importers.
At the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tysons and the Cash Store in Fairfax, you can turn what would have been a half-carat ring into 2 carats.
Or that 3-carat bracelet into a 10-carat whopper.
Or those small diamond studs into a big pair of diamond earrings.
And who doesn't enjoy a big pair?
Besides, they're more than 10
1,000 satisfied customers. The Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tyson's and the Cash Store in Fairfax have been ranked by Fox 5 News as the best.
Whoopee. And Buzz Burbank, how did he get into this?
I don't know.
Says both stores offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So, when you're shopping for a gift that'll guarantee you're satisfied,
count on the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tyson's and the Cash Store in Fairfax to get the biggest piece for the smallest price.
The Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tyson's and the Cash Store in Fairfax.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the casino, the cardinal rule is to keep them playing and keep them coming back. The longer they play, the more they lose. In the end, we get it all.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 comes from the good folks at Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle. Stop by 9610 Lee Highway in Fairfax, Virginia, or check out www.thenumber4farish.com. You'll be glad you did.
Who he?
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who he?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They cherish most of their listeners. Don and Mike.
And we're having our big Jeep party, the key party, a week from Friday. We've not given away a key yet on today's show. We'll do it before the end of the show. And I'll tell you this, we're all over Baltimore this week. Thursday, you know, we're doing the show live from Baltimore. Actually, excuse me, from Towson.
Yes.
From Live 105. And we're going to be playing the What Would You Do for a Key game. And we have two car keys to give away.
Right.
When we're in Charm City on Thursday.
Very good.
We'll start taking your calls about that in a second. Now, Mike was in Las Vegas over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Right.
Was there with his gal pal and had a problem with John Q. Law.
Mm. Well, did I get to the point? So I've had the casino supervisor, the floor boss, I think that's what they call him,
right. Come
over to me and say, and the tone that she had, it was something like this: "Sir, this is counterfeit," and like I'm supposed to know, and I. You know, I don't have.
You didn't hear the other
even
part.
Even the remotest idea.
Mike had a $100 bill.
A torn $100.
It was
torn, ripped, right?
Gave it to his friend Cortland. And said,
right.
Go get me a fresh one, baby.
And she comes back, and I'm thinking, as soon as this lady, the supervisor, tells me it's a counterfeit, you know, I'm looking at Carla, thinking, you know, this is looking like I sent her up. So in case there was any trouble,
that's
on the
way.
I mean, that's what I went through. But she comes over. She said, "This is counterfeit. I'm going to need you to come over to the cash." And we're in this little slot machine area. It's got a separate little booth. And I start talking, and the lady behind the counter says, "Yeah, it's counterfeit. Can't you tell?" And I'm like, "No, no, I can't tell it's counterfeit. I had no idea, baby. I was over here enjoying myself, you know. I'm a player, and now I'm going to jail. I'm very scared." And so she says, "Well, did you look at your bills?" And I said, and I take out all of my bills. I said, "No," and I hand them to her, and I say, "Check them, you know, because I have no idea." So she runs them all through the machine. Not one comes back counterfeit.
Ooh.
Everything's perfectly legit.
Good.
And I'm like, "Well, this I'm sure is going to get me off the hook." And that's when she says, "Well, we're going to have to call security. It's a formality." I'm like, "Huh." You know, at this sphincter tightening, bowels releasing, starting to get nervous, fun, happy weekend of partying and gambling about to be ruined by imprisonment.
Where are baby blues?
Where are baby blues? Must take tranquilizer to calm down, sweating from brow, feeling nervous now, very dangerous. So they bring over a security guard, and he's an armed security guard, not one, not two, they bring three, and they are forming a little semicircle around me, and he didn't ask me any questions. He just said, "Sir, what I'm going to need to do, I don't have the form, but you are going to have to give a statement for the Secret Service." And I'm like, "Well, is that going to be the extent of it?"
And then that's
when he
did your bowels release at that moment?
At that moment, they indicate to me that relatively early on, they indicated to me that it is, that the statement is all I'm going to be responsible for. And it was left with me. The guy says, I have to come right back. I have to go get the statement form and come back. And are you going to be in this area? And I'm like, you know, that's when I'm starting to get a little freaked out. Well, is that where you want me to be? He said, yes, yes, we'd like you to stay here. I'm like, huh. And that's bowels begin to release uncontrollably. I'm going to be in prison. And in the meantime, I am thinking that I have been out in Las Vegas. I brought some money with me, but I think that most of the money I had that day had come from a casino, but it's almost impossible.
How can
they run it through these machines,
right?
And they don't, you know, so I don't know where it came from. All I know is in two pieces, it kind of materialized in my wallet. I have no idea. It's funny money.
There's something funny about that money, Mr. O'Mara.
Cuff him. Put him in the back of the cruiser. So I have a very nervous period of time where
but
I'm Grissom,
he's released his bowels.
His bowels have been released on the casino floor. You're going to jail. Well, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm freaked out, and I'm trying to make the situation as best as possible. I bring over, I'm talking to the casino supervisor, or whoever the supervisor person is, and we talked about something we may have in common. And the only thing that I could pull out of thin air, the only thing that I thought I could say that would perhaps put me in a situation where I was, you know, I was going to get slide out of this situation is I mentioned a name, and maybe she appreciates it, maybe she doesn't, but I mentioned Jacqueline Fine. And it was at that point, because
the
we're
hostess,
on...
That's the hostess at the hotel?
Yes, the casino host, marketing person. She and that's when the supervisor person mentions to me that she has heard of the show, and that she heard me talking about Jacqueline Barth. And during my moment of, you know, of counterfeiting, funny money imprisonment, release the bowels, tension, that is the first time when I think, okay, things are probably going to be okay right here. And that's when I gave her a little of that Telly Savalas kind of Jacqueline Vargas, and thank God she laughed, and Jacqueline Vargas wasn't anywhere to be seen. As I said, chronologically, I have no idea when this happened, but I think it may have been middle of the day Saturday.
May have been.
Don't hold me to that.
Before Penn and Teller, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, before Penn and Teller.
And after the chipping of the tooth.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah, because I didn't think about my chip tooth.
Before, I was with David Modell and his girlfriend Michelle.
Yes.
That rhymes. Dave Modell and his girlfriend Michelle.
So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting in this area, and I don't think I played any because I'm worried. They've given me back all my money, which is a good sign. They've given me back my money saying there's none of this that's counterfeit. And I come back, and I think the guy's name was Jason, the security guy, because he was nice.
Now, were you overly paranoid, do you think?
I was, yeah. As it turns out, I was totally... Oh, wait a minute. But I go, I'll tell you how he left it. And maybe I wasn't. But the fact is, they have to take a statement. And also, you know, I'm out $100.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, I don't know where I got it from, but...
That's a crime, baby!
That money's not coming back. That's money that I say bye-bye. No matter where I got it, I'm out the $100 because it's a fake. It's funny money. It's counterfeit. Obvious, apparently, to people in the know, not Mr. Mook Idiot, who's sitting there and goes, hey Carly, give me a cruise one for one that's in two pieces. See you in jail. You know? So I apologize to her for that because, I mean, I was really uptight about that. You know, it was like, so they come back.
That's not how you make a good impression.
No.
With a girl.
No.
You bring her out to Las Vegas.
No, I mean, have them call security on her.
You ask her to change a bill for you.
Right, and it's a fake. Funny, funny. Because aren't you like me, though? Wouldn't you think that makes it look worse? Because I'm sending her up with my money. It's making me look guilty, like I'm on her. But I mean, if
darling, launder this $100 bill for me.
Exactly. But wouldn't you think that if something had happened, I would have, like, walked away and tried to avoid
unless you're grifters.
Yeah, we're in on it together.
Yeah.
So the security guy comes back. He could not have been nicer. Good. He gives me a statement, and I fill out the statement with my name, address. You don't have to give a social security number.
Hmm.
So, of course, they gave all the addresses phony, and and proceed to fill out the form about what had happened. You know, this is my statement. And, you know, it was just a general statement. I hand it to him. He confiscates the $100 bill. And here's the last thing he said to me. And this bored into my brain.
Give me the red ass?
He said, more often than not, the Secret Service won't call you. Oh, thank you for that reassurance.
He's probably just effing with you.
Nope. No, this was not that kind of guy. He was telling me more often than not they won't call you. They won't follow up because this happens so often.
You passed a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Now, what if somebody just got in their car?
They came out of my ass.
You passed a $100 bill. You passed your tooth?
That's my tooth.
You passed a $100 bill.
What if it was a real $100 bill and you just got taken?
Well, if that was...
Dude, you've been punked! Dude.
Let me tell you, somebody's in my casino, Rob, somebody's always watching. And they would have seen me, you know. And then, you know, that was it. That was the scary point. And then I finally calmed down, and I figured the only way to really calm down is to...
drink.
Yeah. Have a cocktail. And went to the Rio to catch Penn and Teller. Walked out. Disappointing. And then enjoyed an evening of...
Fell asleep.
Well, I Carla indicated me I woke her up by snoring. So we both fell asleep. It was just too much
patter. Like two peas in a pod.
too much patter. Went out of the Penn and Teller show and enjoyed a little single deck 21. Single deck blackjack.
Oh,
that's black, which you'd enjoy.
Oh, I got you.
You get to hold the cards. It's a little more. You can't double down on
the thing. Hey, the odds are not in your favor on that game.
No, single deck blackjack is a very, very bad game to play.
Mm.
But I played it anyway. Because I was getting a second wind, if you know what I mean.
Second wind in a bottle.
I didn't see anybody famous, though. And I figured that on that weekend, they said the celebrities kind of stay out of that town on Thanksgiving weekend.
Everybody was in Baltimore this weekend.
Yeah. They
that's
really
where
were.
All your celebrities were.
The name. Yeah, well, they also want to make room for everybody from Taiwan who was in Las Vegas this particular weekend. It was very, very, very... Taiwanese seemed to be the language that I was hearing the most. Mm. A lot of people came in from that. And want to thank Jacqueline Vargas at the Venetian again, who could not have been more charming.
They like to gamble.
I love to gamble, and I truly...
No, they do.
I love that time. Yes, I believe it's a cultural phenomenon.
They like to gamble.
They.
Oh,
hello.
You are a man who passed bad bill.
Oh, you are counterfeiter. We understand you have report from Secret Service that will get you locked
up. Last thing I'll ask you.
Yes.
The printing press that you made the fake bill with,
uh-huh.
Did you have it in your carry-on, or did you actually run it through security?
No, I never be on the plane. I had it at home.
It's at home?
In my basement. Just kidding. Secret Service. If you're listening right now, it's a joke.
Is it printing money right now?
It's just a little bitty joke. And at one point, Carla made a comment to me that I don't remember everything exactly. It's something along the lines of, you know, hey, what if you really do this? You know, and that's when I became a little ill at ease. Because we'd been dating for a month, and, you know, you never know. Maybe, you know, disc jockey by day, counterfeiter by night for my Atlantic City trips and Vegas.
The 50s up in the office, they're dry on the clothesline.
They are. Oh, I was also told it was a horrible counterfeit.
Wow.
That it was that the lady spotted it from the naked eye. It looked like it was done with crayons.
Some of the Special Olympics could have done it.
Well, that's the way she looked at me, and she said, well, it's a counterfeit. Can't you tell? And I really couldn't because it looked fine to me.
The Monopoly man didn't tip you off.
But the paper apparently is what they said, the paper, because it was so flimsy, and that's why it split in two in my wallet.
Paper. In my pocket.
But the thing, here's the thing. Huh? Where the hell could I have gotten anywhere? You never really know.
That same thing I said when I got the clap.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell could I
have gotten it? Where could I have gotten it?
All sides point to Las Vegas.
And again, when you got the clap, it was flimsy paper.
And listen, Rob, don't forget, be a deer. And remember this. Yes. If I got the clap, you got the clap.
And there it is a splendid
clap. Splendid clap. Splendid.
So I had a great time in spite of my nearly... There was no chance that I would have ever gotten arrested for this. Now, I say this and I think that what if somebody's going out there and passing bills now? Well, I don't get it. I'm not a counterfeiter. I've never done that. But, I mean, they take it. They confiscate it. They didn't ask. I had my money checked for counterfeit bills because I requested it. They did not demand all my money to take a look at it. All they did was take a statement.
Me don't thank the man protest. Too much?
I am not protesting too much.
And it is suspicious. Would you go get a cleaner bill? It's not like you were even having change made. It was just a cleaner bill.
No, it was a bill.
It was ripped.
It was torn completely in two, is what I was saying. Get off the microphone. And you're trying to make me mad.
Sounding busy.
There you go.
Go get me out.
Are you saying that you think that I'm a counterfeiter?
No.
Now you're trying to really get me paranoid.
No, it's succeeding. The circumstances are
all I'm hearing.
It looked like I was sending her up.
All I'm hearing.
To fall for me.
All I'm hearing are the words, O'Mara. and counterfeiter. That's all I'm hearing.
That's all you can. You're blocking out everything else.
I mean, I'm trying to filter out everything else, but all I'm hearing.
You know what? I hope and I pray, and maybe I should, because you know how our listeners are, but I think. I wonder if anybody's ever had a similar experience.
I'm sure.
Of course they have.
Because I was told by one of the security
people. All the criminals listening have.
That they are, I mean, this is not something that's unusual, that there are a lot of bills out there.
Of course.
But I have no... All right. I think I've explained it enough. Now I'm getting nervous again. Do you know when you get into that situation, you do start to over-explain it? You still say, yeah. Boy, I didn't even know what a counterfeit looks like. There's no possible way because I don't know counterfeits, but it's like... Meanwhile, inside, bowels exploding, running down leg. Please get me out of her being this sweat. I need to get back to room. Get a special line jacket. Throw them out window.
Do you think you're red flag now?
You know, I became aware of, when we're walking out and we were walking back out onto the regular floor, I said, I think we were probably being pretty well scrutinized by those people up there, those security people.
The eye on the sky.
And we both agreed that we probably were being watched even as we walked
through. I think you're safe because that security video clearly shows a man with a broken tooth.
Yes, they're right. I'm teaching a lecture at the college.
As you left, did you high-five your girlfriend?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did, Rob. We hugged and started laughing.
Funny.
Big-time fun.
Hold on, let me see. Jesus Christ, do we have... excuse me for just a moment, Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Don and Rob, a moment to confer.
Yes, they're conferring on something evil. Yes.
No, it's not evil, Mike. It's funny. It's
very, very evil.
Give me one second. It's funny here.
It was a scary moment.
I would think
see,
so.
See, my feeling immediately was that they've got a counterfeit. They're going to, you know, lock me up
or something. I'd be terrified.
You're fine.
That's no place to be caught with a counterfeit bill.
No, but I also think if you were a counterfeiter, you would not bring a counterfeit bill into a casino.
Not if you're smart, but
no.
Crazier things have happened.
Thank you. You didn't need to say that.
In plain sight, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
In plain sight, that's the best place to hide it. Right up front.
That's right.
And we all know what happened. You're on the airplane with your gal pal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the play. I'm going to rip this fake bill now.
And at some point, I'm going to ask you to go over to that counter.
Yeah. And replace it with a real one.
We do this to 10 casinos, and we get $1,000. That's the plan.
You're a good grifter. You're a good grifter.
I think we should try the Venetian.
No, they're pretty tough.
No, they'll do it.
Let's do one at the Venetian.
Our last one. And then finally we get caught. Damn it.
All right, we got to break. It's key time.
And my apologies to Caesars, the Rio, Treasure Island.
And
five other casinos that I went to that I can't think of right now.
Listen, here's, need this music, Robbie. Okay. Cue that up. You know what, we got this music. Carla, it's Mike. I'm going to rip the bill and give it to you. You're in jail? Talk to you later. That's a grifter's life.
The life of a grifter. Yes, that's me, a grifter, baby.
Here you go. The key for the car. We're going to do this right now. We're going to give somebody a chance to win a key that could start the 19... That would make it a very old car. The 2004 Jeep Liberty.
The 1968 Jeep Liberty 4x4.
Yeah, we're giving away.
The classic.
Now,
it's all the 1942 Jeep Roadster used in World War II.
That's a car's counterfeit. It's fake.
It's fake, like my tooth.
So what you want to do
is my tooth is a fake.
Call now at 877-365-3636. We'll take calls as they come in. You're playing for $100 and a key. And this music, which is the theme to...
Quincy.
Which is like the closer we come to a medical thing. We're going to do the 1-900 medical information line game.
Excellent.
Where you, the home listener, get to play against both Mike and Buzz.
You have to guess which person is going to have the funnier ailment.
And we can't explain it. We've done this bit before.
If you've heard it,
call now 877-365-3636. First person to get through it and win gets the key, and then boom, that's it. We're out of like
S. Yeah, and if I like you, yeah, you might have an extra C note in your wallet.
Counterfeiter.
Thank you.
Counterfeiter.
Release bowels.
You're a counterfeiter. I'm an ass kisser. Hey, you got counterfeiting on my ass kissing.
Yes, but if I go to jail because of my counterfeiting, you can teach me how to really kiss ass, which I'll be doing on the bad part.
You got counterfeiting on my ass kissing.
You got ass kissing on my counterfeiting. Mmm, tossed salad.
Two great tastes that taste great together. I think you're overly paranoid.
I wasn't as soon as they relaxed me after that. But the last thing is, I remind you the last thing he said. They usually don't follow up on this.
Well, they know where you are.
Yeah, they know exactly.
You're right here.
Yeah, no, it's all on the statement that I filled out.
Oh.
Wink, wink.
That's right. Not really sure what's going on with you.
Mike O'Mara lives in Idaho.
Oh, he does.
I'm a potato farmer.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're just filling time. There we go.
WJFK.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it. Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. The keynote speakers at the VM banquet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But she's all you'd ever want.
We're giving away a Jeep a week from Friday. Very exciting. You want to see this Jeep Liberty? They're valued at over $23,000. Go to www.4farish.com.
Right.
See, I see you with your hand on the copy, waiting for me to hit that button. Your hands are up in the air, so are mine. So now how are we going to do the plug?
I'm going to sit over here.
See, can you see my hand?
I can see your hands, but I'm all the way over on the other side of the studio.
So if I was to go and press the button, mm-hmm. you'd have to go rush over there to get the copy about the Jeep?
Yep.
Really? So I press the button.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a brat.
You do it without the copy?
I know the opening line.
New Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don. Comes equipped with high back buckets.
Why
am I busted? As long as I... Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, Vandalock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter power tank, V6, and windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages, 2TV, and 26B. Let me tell you one more time, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. And now... back to you, Don. It's a fabulous car. That's right. High back bucket seats, recline, and beautiful comfort as you enjoy your Jeep Liberty. Sport 4x4. It's fabulous. A brand new Jeep. 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. You'll love those cast aluminum wheels. You'll love that tinted window thing. You'll like the 3.4.
They got to learn this. They're getting more
that commercial time on it. And it all comes from Farish Jeep on Fairfax Circle. A fantastic Jeep dealership. Go see the Farish boys. They're as funny as the Farrelly brothers. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
You run out of gas yet, Mom?
Sir, preferred packages, 2TV and 26B. I like a good Jeep. It's rugged. It can go off-road. And it performs great on the highway, too. And who has it for you? The good five people at Farish Jeep on Fairfax Circle.
Now,
well, you're playing the music. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Just kidding, Mike.
There we go. That was a heck of a commercial.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
Let's play the
Kurt Schilling.
1-900.
I just thought I blew that up. I'm sorry.
Medical information.
I completely had gone through the entire Monday show without saying Kurt Schilling. How foolish of me.
Okay, the answer is he will get cancer in his arm, will fall off. And the question
wrong.
The question is, what will happen to Kurt Schilling once he signs with the Red Sox? He will get cancer and his arm will fall off.
He'll win 20 games.
My ass. Well, you know what? We'll be able to have our annual bet.
Yes, we have our annual bet. I've already said the Red Sox will finish ahead of the Yankees in the American League East next year.
Absolutely. You're on.
Okay.
I think you're bet. You said different this year, I think.
No, I did not.
I think you said.
No, I did. I said earlier.
What did you say?
Yeah, these two games in front of the Yankees for first place in the American League East. That is the bet. I'm sure you have it written down.
I believe that's it, and I have it written down at my desk.
But we haven't made the bet.
But the circumstances beyond that have not been determined.
Right. Okay.
La la.
No stakes yet. I'm sorry. I forgot it, and it just popped into my head. You know, I had a rough weekend, so it's chronological order and all that. Yeah.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem at all. And if you just tuned in, my wife made her sister cry. Day after Thanksgiving.
And I don't mean to laugh callously at that, but it's a recap, and it makes me laugh.
How great is that? How friggin' great is that? Joining us now on the phone, my God, look at this. Mike, we got like a national show.
We do.
This is pretty incredible.
We have people from all over the country participating in our contest.
Let's take somebody from Las Vegas. You had a good time in Las Vegas.
I loved it.
I know, you know, we should probably take a caller from Baltimore, though.
Oh, take
because I'm all the way up Modell's ass.
Well, take him. Can't we get both? I mean, are they both going to play? We're not going to have one first.
We'll do Vegas first.
Okay.
Here is Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Here's the deal now. You have to pick someone from the show to play with, either Mike or Buzz, or play against.
Buzz.
All right. Buzz, you draw the first winner.
All right.
Should this be a showdown round, or should this be best two out of three?
Buzz and I play against each other?
No, no.
However you want to
do it. Yeah, right, yeah. Buzz is playing for the listener. Mike, you're playing for yourself.
Is that the way this guy wanted it? Because you said, are you going to play against? He might want me to play for him.
Yeah. Do you want to play, sir, or do you want Mike to play for you?
Let Mike play for me. Hey, I know who gave you that bad bill, Mike.
Do you know the person's name?
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, just kidding. You don't need to announce the name. Who was it?
I think you can figure it out.
Come on. You're killing us here.
Just tell us.
Jacqueline Vargas.
Oh, how dare you! Blasphemer! I'm going to try to lose now.
All right, here we go.
Where do you get C notes from? You only get them from the bank, or you get them from somebody who gives them to you?
No, she didn't. I didn't even see her on the weekend.
Okay, here we go, everybody.
You can't get them from change.
All right, pipe down there.
Time to play the
Let
game.
Let me get into this thing now.
Welcome to the Health
Funny
Information Library. If you would like to continue.
Hey, see you in
August? No.
Le damos
hold on, guys.
Sobre la salud de Innova.
What's happening?
Please listen carefully to the following options.
All right, Mike.
Yeah.
To reach our Health Information Library.
Please pick between the following two numbers.
Okay.
To register for a class, obtain a referral to a doctor, or speak to a health source representative.
0.
Now.
Or... 4952.
4952.
Now.
All right, hold on.
To have this menu repeated, your call is now being connected. Please do not hang up.
Oh, Christ, they're putting us through to somebody. Hold on a second.
Oh, dear. We don't want that. My number is 4952.
Right, I'll get right to it here. I got screwed up at the beginning with the part about English and Spanish.
Welcome to the Health Information. Please listen carefully to the following options. To reach our health information library, press 1. Welcome to Innova Health Sources.
All right, Mike, your number was?
4952.
Information isn't...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Here we go.
Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is a common sexually transmitted
disease. The question is,
sometimes called the...
Will the next one be funnier than gonorrhea that Mike selects?
4980.
Each year.
No, I think we have a winner.
Occurring among 15 to 20. To speak to a health source...
Hello?
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions.
4980. Oh.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Warts. Viruses that enter through
got
tiny breaks.
That sounds played.
Got a winner. So now we can... It shouldn't be that he wins the key that easily.
No, because he's not a very pleasant chap.
Are you there? Hey, are you there on the telephone? Hello. Hey, dude, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. It shouldn't be this easy for you to win. So hold on a second. We're going to play the rest of the game without you. We'll get back to you. Okay? Whatever. Hold on a second.
Lummox.
All right, now it's Buzz's turn.
All right.
And you're playing for Buzz. How about this? Buzz plays for the guy in Baltimore.
No, I'd love that. Let's do that.
Hands are most common on the fingers.
And then
they are also seen around.
We'll see where we go. The next round, the last round, will be Buzz and I go head to head.
Correct. So now let's get somebody from Baltimore. I don't see anybody from Baltimore.
Outward on areas that bear weight, such as the soles of the feet.
Hello, Don, on my show. Hello.
Also occur on the palms of the hands.
Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is John in Annapolis.
All right, John, Buzz will be playing for you. Hold on, please.
Sounds good. Flat warts on most of the rest of the body are smaller and smoother than the warts.
It is pretty funny, though, to hear just about warts.
They grow in clusters of 20 to 100 at a time.
Yeah.
Bearded area on the face of men.
Warts could beat other entries, but it didn't beat gonorrhea.
Genital warts are very contagious and occur on the genitalia.
Yeah, they do.
The anus. And within the rectum. Genital warts are
hard. Your choice. Okay. Your choices are...
Ready.
6770.
At the same time.
Or...
many treatments to remove warts.
4419.
Surgical.
I don't think there's any question, Don. I'm going with 4419.
All right.
To speak to a health source representative.
Come on. Jump. That's what I want to do.
Welcome to the Health Information Line.
Go ahead and jump.
Here we go, 4419. Come on, baby.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing.
What's the number, Buzz?
That would be your 4419. Now.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Pretty good.
Irritable bowel.
That's good. Now let's compare that with what was the other one you had, Buzz?
6770 was the one I rejected.
To a health source representative.
Not funnier than irritable bowel syndrome.
You're welcome to the Health Information Library.
Spouse abuse. Spouse abuse happens.
Well, we have a conundrum.
I love tossing that one in. Buzz, I leave it to you. Which is funnier? What did you select again?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Or spousal abuse. I would have to say irritable bowel syndrome.
Always funnier.
It's funnier. So we go now to the next.
Sorry to disappoint you, Rob.
I know.
Rob gave me the sour face.
We go to the next round. Listen, this is just going to be showdown between Mike and Buzz.
All right. And I'm representing the dude from Las Vegas.
And Buzz is playing for the guy in Annapolis, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Abusers tend to follow the same pattern.
I'm going to just turn this down for a moment. Now I'm going to find two real funny ones and two not funny ones.
Uh-huh.
And whoever wins this one wins for the other guy.
All right.
Often the victim starts feeling worthless. Eventually, the violence begins.
Rob, that's
by
not
that
funny.
Time, abused victims may feel like they deserve the abuse or may blame themselves. Many abusers.
You're killing us.
They may be very.
This isn't funny.
No, not at all.
That it will never serious.
Pop's doing a show here again.
It will. Abusers almost always blame the victim.
Buzz, here are your choices.
You don't have to tell us.
Your choices are 4-7, 6-6, or 4-7-2-1.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I'll go with 4-7-6-6.
Abusive people generally.
To speak to a health source.
What was the number again, Buzz?
4-7-6-6.
Or enter.
Is my choice.
4-7-6-6.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what Buzz is coming to the plate with.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions.
4-7-6-6.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Premature ejaculation.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Premature or
now, Mike, yours has to be premature ejaculation.
That is so tough.
That is hard to beat, isn't it?
That is hard to beat.
Orgasm before you want to during
all right,
the course.
Let me just...
make sure you keep this volume turned
stated
down.
In terms of time, but it is really about a lack of voluntary control.
That's right.
There is no real definition of what is too premature.
I forgot how much fun this game is.
Most men, however, men might consider a few minutes adequate. Others would not.
No.
About one-third of American men are not able to control the timing of their ejaculation.
Mike, your choices, Mike, are...
Okay.
7-3-3-1-4-5-4-1-3.
Problem.
5-4-1-3.
To speak to a health source representative, press the star key.
5-4-1-3. If he says, I'm sorry.
If you would like to listen to another category, please enter that four-digit code.
5-4-1-3.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Laxative abuse. Laxative abuse occurs.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's fun. Abuse.
Congratulations.
Yay!
I think we all have to agree that Buzz won that contest.
Way to go, Buzz. Good one, Buzzy. What was the other one?
Hold on. Give me the number and I'll give it to you.
I didn't write it down. Oh, 7331.
That's correct. 7331?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Could eat lots of
if meat. You would like to listen to another category.
7331.
I'm sorry, this category is not available. Oh. Enter your four-digit topic number. I'm sorry, this category is not available.
What was it, just out of curiosity? No 7331?
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
There it is.
Bad breath. Bad breath.
Not as funny as laxative abuse.
Bad breath is
foul.
Bad breath?
I cry foul.
Why?
Because laxative abuse and bad breath, neither
I have the whole lamb winning.
But you know what? I didn't like the guy from Vegas. So the hell with
no, it. No, you're right.
I had no way of winning, Don.
All right, I'll give you a one more shot.
Okay. This is tough.
Here we go. I'm going to make sure I pick two that are very funny.
All right. Medical problems.
What was that? Let me just try this one.
Local.
To speak to a health source.
All right, Buzz, here's a...
I'd like to listen to another category.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Spouse abuse.
How'd that come up again? Where did that one go
he's
from?
He's not even in here now.
No, you know.
I said it's just for him.
Who he?
You know
who he is.
Exactly.
Get it for him.
There you go.
Julia, I did that for you, dear.
Thank you,
dear.
It was splendid.
Just for
heard it. He has it on CD.
Right. All right.
Jesus, you too.
All right, Mike.
You boys. Always. Yes.
You were, I'm good. Okay. Got it.
All right.
5-4-1-6.
All right.
4-7-7. 3-1.
Nice.
I'm going to go with.
They start to seem a little too.
5-4-1-6.
They may
start. To speak to a health source.
Got to be funnier.
Got a feeling about this.
If you would like to listen to another.
5-4-1-6.
Welcome to the health information.
And the assignment.
Versus PE. I don't know.
That's tough.
Rob, we'll have to see what 7-7-3-1 is.
Right. Okay, hold on.
Blood, maybe. To speak to a health source representative.
7731 is funnier than regular bleeding.
I tell you right now, it's not.
If you would like to listen.
7731. Oh, Christ.
Oh. Let me just tell you. You know, for the purpose of argument, I'm going to have to yield to my distinguished colleague.
7731 is feet. What's normal for children?
Ah, okay, yeah. That was usually pretty funny, but yeah. I think based on the performance of the guy, two great faces that taste great together.
I got to say, Buzz's is funnier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although, I don't know, Mike. Yours might be funnier.
No, I think I have to give it to Buzz. It depends on which one surprises you more at the time.
You know? Let me just get a quick
tiebreaker. And when you have both at the same time, then it's really funny.
Let me just get a tiebreaker here. Let's call the general manager. I'll just ask him which is funnier.
That's fair. Which is this funny fun?
Because he suffers.
Well, I don't think either one is.
He suffers. He is suffering always.
Oh, I hope he's in. Which is funnier?
Should I call him on his cell?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, this is important. This is important stuff. We're determining who gets the key, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a big, big deal.
All on the shoulders of Alan Linewand, the general manager, vice president.
Hi, this is Alan, arbiter of fairness.
Infinity Broadcasting, the Penny Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He'll see you on Penny Lane.
I haven't seen him floating around today. No.
Lucky Penny, no.
He was here.
Jesus. All right, we're going to have to get another tiebreaker then. God damn. You think Joan's here?
I hope so.
Can I try J-Law?
Yeah,
I would trust her decision.
Yeah, I would
absolutely.
Too.
I'm with you on that.
Joan is a nice lady that works here. Mm-hmm. I've referred to her before. We call her J-Law, like J-Lo.
Right.
Ask her which is funnier.
Last name is Lada.
Hey, Lada. Hey, Joan. Joan?
No.
Who's this?
Michelle.
Michelle, hi, it's Don and Mike.
Oh, you know why? Yeah, they have the old...
Hi.
Oh, hi. From Michelle, the salesperson? No, Michelle Webb.
No. Joan's job upstairs.
Michelle upstairs.
Yeah.
The third floor, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, it's Don and Mike. We got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Which is funnier, do you think? Which is funnier, Michelle?
Buzz.
Would you say it? Buzz, would you give them to her again one more? Which is funnier?
There you go.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bravo.
That's right.
Thanks, very Michelle. Good. Thanks for helping us out.
You're welcome.
Bye, Michelle.
Good job.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Someday, would you like to meet Mike?
I would love to.
Okay.
He's very nice.
Bye bye.
Have we not met?
You were shaking your head like you don't know who she is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know she is.
No, I know you know who she is.
Okay. Charming.
She's the lady. She took Just Joan's job when Just Joan took the deaf lady's job.
Well, I get here late. She's very sweet, I think, if we're talking about the same lady.
She's great. She's really the best. We got a winner here, don't we? Who won now? Buzz's guy?
Everybody wins. John. Buzz's guy from Annapolis.
Right?
You have to tell the guy from Vegas how disappointed we are.
Down here.
John, congratulations. You have won a key that can start the 2004 Jeep Liberty from Farish. We'll see you down here next Friday, and you won $100 as well. Thank you for listening.
Great. Thanks, Buzz.
All right, you got it.
Good luck, John.
Thank you. Hold on a second now. The guy from Vegas who's been shunned aside. Hey, my friend.
Yeah.
You're a big, fat loser.
Yeah, that's okay. I can take it.
And your mom's a whore. And I'm just filling time to see, here you go, the Italian Job prize pack. And a free large pizza from Papa John's.
Mm.
That's your prize.
Hey, okay.
You know, it was either a car or the Italian Job, and you got the Italian Job.
Pizza in a movie. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
All right.
I know.
Sorry. I'm really sorry you lost.
No, you're not, Mike.
No, I'm not.
I don't know why you're rooting against this guy.
I just, the whole thing about the Bills.
All right, listen, thank you, my friend. And not the Buffalo Bills, the counterfeit Bills. The counterfeit Bills that Mike was passing this
Mike's
weekend.
Counterfeit Bills.
All right, listen, thank you for listening, Mark. We appreciate it. Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hold on, please.
Yeah. Was his money named Mark?
That's what it says on the screen. His name is Mark.
Oh, I thought it was Dick.
How you doing, everybody? This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the day after Thanksgiving weekend.
We're back. Back to normal.
We'll say this has not been the most structured broadcast that I've ever been associated with.
Not at all.
They're really behind you around here. All the way.
I really wish we'd gotten through to Alan.
Freaking Dick Bates. Here now is Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz right there.
He made it up.
Lead story, don't tell me, I already know.
Yeah.
I made love with the Super Bowl trophy, the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl trophy.
That's
not it?
That's
Hold on, I got
story,
it.
But that's not it.
Mike O'Mara busted for counterfeit money in Vegas.
No, it turned out it wasn't his fault.
Rob laughs at spousal abuse.
Now that's old news.
All right, what is your lead story, Buzz?
Today, the happiest place on earth isn't. Today, Disney versus Eisner.
Mm. Oh, hey, great. We're going to get to do Eisner and Smith.
Yeah.
Smith.
Mr. Eisner.
Come up and give me a back rub.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a titty bar.
Well,
the Don and Mike Show.
You can say that, but you can't say the stuff that we were doing during that last bit. I can't.
Oh, man.
You know, this makes me want to say...
Hoo-hee.
Yeah, hoo-hee.
Come on.
Time for Buzz and News now. That's it, Buzz. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure. Performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested Viramax work. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today at Viramax. 1-888 Troy VMAX. Question for you, our loyal listeners. Mm-hmm. Were you able to listen to that last segment?
We kind of like to get an idea of what you heard and what you didn't.
Yeah. We heard after the break that that they were dumping the hell out of their chopping it up. Yes, because
Peehee and NRB.
Oh,
really? Yeah. You suffer from RB.
IRB.
Yeah.
IRB and, yes, and PE. Uh-huh. You know, the funniest part of that bit is hearing the medical information guy say the stuff.
Yeah.
And get into great detail.
But we're afraid that it, because of the standards and practices, it was dumped and you didn't get a chance to hear it.
Well, we're going to have a, you know, not that it matters to you, but we're having a meeting next week with the lawyers because we're really tired of knowing, yeah, or not knowing, I should say. Yeah.
you know, we think we know what's acceptable.
Right. We think. Yeah, we figured that was innocent.
You can say irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
And please don't. Buzz, would you check and see if they deleted that out?
I will. I don't think they did, but it's
barely. If one was to say that more than one time, it would be dumped out.
Well, define repeating it though.
Or was it rectal bleeding? That might have been the one that.
I don't think they had a trouble with IBS. In fact, that just got, because we've talked about that for years. And here with an explanation is Mr. who does his best to decipher this stuff, because he doesn't know all the time.
What I asked you not to do was to be repetitive.
So we can't say that more than once.
You already have.
The RB?
Right.
So what about EBS? That we can
IBS?
Say that. IBS.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why is RB bad, though?
Yeah, why is RB bad?
Excretory.
But you can say, what we could say all day on the radio, though, we play that Madonna tape where she says she woke up and her butt was bleeding.
Right.
We can play that ad nauseum.
If you want to.
See, it's...
But we can't say RB.
I could make, you know, and I really speak up for this because I'm not a lawyer, but I think we could make a case for RB not being excretory. Yeah.
What if you were dry?
Medical anymore than finger bleeding.
It wasn't. You didn't do that bit for medical reasons.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did, Charlie.
No, but I mean, seriously, specifically.
Come on, join the team, Charlie.
Specifically, RB.
We did it for medical reasons.
I'm sorry, this is just an intellectual argument here. So as far as RB, because
you want me in it?
It's just an intellectual argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You want me in it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're making the call, sort of, aren't you? Sort of. I mean, so, but you don't know. You know, you get the book changed every day too, like we do. I think RB is not. Excretory. Yeah, I would agree.
If it's below the waist, it's considered excretory.
I hurt my knee.
My knee is pooping.
Knee bleeding.
My knee is pooping.
All right, so that was chopped up, and then this was chopped up, and we're having the meeting when with the lovely? Next Tuesday. All right, thank you, Charlie.
She's not off on Tuesdays. She'll be here.
That's right. Okay. What time's the meeting?
You're not connected. Don't worry.
Excelente.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bueno.
Thank you.
Won't be able to make it on time.
We're just trying to do a show, and every once in a while we get caught up in the... Well, you know what, Buzz? Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Just to take a couple of calls.
Yeah, because we need to know.
If you were able to discern what we were saying, or if it was just like constantly being chopped up. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
My boys.
Hey, were you able to hear, were you able to decipher what we were trying to do with that last segment?
Yeah, because you did get through one time with RB, so they didn't dump out of that. And then, like, when you went to the tiebreaker, it was like, if you didn't hear the original RB, then you'd be clueless to what was being said.
Oh, that's killing us.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
There's nothing funnier than RB.
And let me
how funny is it?
P.E.
P.E.
was determined to be funnier than RB.
And how funny is it that... We can't say those. We're doing a goddamn radio. I can say goddamn.
Yeah, all day long.
I can say goddamn all goddamn day long.
Right.
But we can't say RB.
FCRB or PE.
Let me ask you another question, Don.
Yes.
I listen to JFK all day, so I hear the morning show. And on the morning show, I've heard a-hole said and not dumped out several times.
You know what? This is part of the entire new focus that Mike and I are trying to have.
We've got to be in the meeting. Right?
The behind-the-scenes stuff. That you guys are tired of hearing us complain about.
Right.
Now, there's a double standard, and there's a triple standard, and there's a quadruple standard at Infinity Broadcasting with what can be said on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, I figure, you know, like you've said in the past, he's the gold standard, so I'm sure he's got a different set of rules. But if he can say it, why can't you? It's being broadcast
on
the same station.
Well, that's one of the things the meeting is going to be
about. Yeah, totally. Well,
but Don will tell you about it because I won't be going to that meeting.
All right. See you later.
Take care, guys.
But as bad as we, you know, I found out that it's all the trickle-down theory that everybody's different. When I was talking to these guys, well, this is the Ravens game yesterday. I was talking to the guys from Out to Lunch. They do the midday show on our station in Baltimore, Live 105, and they said, you wouldn't believe the stuff that they dump out of their show.
Right.
And they're saying to me, how do you guys get away with so much?
Yeah.
As you get away with so much, Christ.
Yeah.
They're on us constantly.
Yeah, they want us to be, you know, edgy and controversial, but they, you know, they hit the button.
But you can't say... RB.
No,
RB.
You just said trickle down, and to me, that's excretory.
Absolutely, because it's below the waist. I did mention...
When I was talking about the counterfeiting thing, and I was talking about explosion? Excuse me, explosion.
Hold on, Mike. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. What would Jackie Kennedy say?
There you go.
What would Jackie Kennedy say?
What would Jackie Kennedy say?
Right.
Funny. Funny caller. What's your name?
Chris.
Where are you from, Chris?
From Winners.
All right, my friend, dinner for two at Outback Steakhouse.
something for everybody at Outback. Buy Outback Steakhouse gift certificates for everyone in your holiday list. No rules, that's right. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Awesome.
I mentioned the Ravens. I've been talking about them all day. Mm-hmm. David Modell was nice enough to bring me up to his suite and watch the game. I got to go on the field and see Billick after the game and all those guys. And I mentioned that I got to meet the great Art Modell.
Mm-hmm. The owner.
Yeah, and his wife. And joining us now, Mr. Art Modell.
Hello?
You didn't get me on that one.
Oh, you saw that one coming?
Yeah, I saw that one coming a mile away.
Mile away.
Yeah, I did.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Art Modell.
Hey, Tom, how do you spell rectal?
Rectal?
Yeah.
R-E-A-N-D.
And Tom?
Re-and.
And Tom, if you were to cut yourself, what would come out?
Blood.
And if you have blood coming out, you are doing what? You are
bloody?
No. If you cut yourself, you would be
bleeding.
Bleeding. Bleeding.
All right, spell bleeding, please.
B-L-E-A-N-I-N-G.
See, now if they're running the delay on this, if they're running this, it doesn't matter because we just got Tom spelling the word.
Right.
Tom, spell premature.
P-E-R-E-N-T-E-Y.
Parenti.
Spell ejaculation.
Oh, ejaculation?
There's no way that's making it.
Yeah, there's no way that'll...
J-A-C...
Yeah?
L-A-N-D-Y.
Correct.
Jack Landy. Oh. That might be, be a good new word for it.
Jack Landy.
Before I experience Jack Landy...
Before I go, guess what tomorrow is?
What, Tom?
What's tomorrow's date, buddy?
It's December 2nd.
Da, 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 da.
What, Tom?
Happy birthday to me.
Hey, Tommy, how old are you going
to
be?
Happy birthday to me.
How old are you going to be?
Happy birthday,
dear Tommy. Jesus, loosen up. Can you hear me?
Happy birthday to me.
Tom. Yes and no, Mike.
44.
Tom.
What?
How old are you going to be?
44.
He answered 44. You eventually.
Very good.
When he got done singing to himself. All right, Tom, happy birthday.
Guys?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie?
Hi, Tom. Hey, Charlie. Hi, Tom. Hi, Charlie.
Tom, not communicating with Tom tonight.
Tom, what would you like for your birthday?
Where's Satan?
Where's who?
You want Satan.
Satan's everywhere. We ain't got time for Satan today, Tom. But trust me, Satan's got his fingerprints all over this show.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, all right, he knows.
We got to go, Tom.
Hey, go to break. Buzz, go to news.
I'm confused now. Thank you, Tom.
Good news, Buzz.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
See you at the Olympics.
There he goes. He's gone like the wind.
Mm-hmm. Splendid Tom Gavin.
There he is.
Splendid. Someone should give him a medal.
Yes.
Now, you know, none of this is funny if you didn't listen to the whole show today.
Of course, but if you have listened to it, you'll enjoy it. Congratulations.
Okay, Buzz.
Okay. For at least 2 years, Roy Disney, brother of the late artist Walt Disney, has been doing battle with a talentless executive, the company's CEO, Michael Eisner. Now, Roy has reached the mandatory retirement age, so it would appear Eisner wins now that he has the last Disney out of the way.
Hello there.
But Roy, who's also the company's biggest...
This is Leroy Disney.
No, it's not Leroy, just Roy. Just Roy.
Roy Disney. R.D.
Roy, also the company's biggest shareholder, wants to take Eisner down with him.
Smith.
Smith here. Sir?
Smith, it's Eisner. We're having trouble with Roy Disney.
I'm bleeding. Through my underpants, sir. Is that below the waist?
It is. I'm sorry. Smith, is it rectal?
Sir, I'm bleeding. Where you go? I'm bleeding where we make love.
Smith, it's hard. It's hard. To do this show.
You're damn right it is.
It is. But we have fun. We have to dance around the sponsors.
I'm bleeding.
For the sponsors, the lawyers.
I'm bleeding from my canal, sir.
Are you really?
I'm suffering from RB due to your PE.
Yes, I have PE every time, Smith.
I have RB every time, sir.
Hey, Smith?
Yes, Mr. Eisner.
This is Eisner.
Smith here.
Be a deer and draw my bat. And kill Roy Disney.
Oh.
By making him have some RB. Shoot him in the arm.
And then he'll be
to death.
I love you, sir.
Oops, there I go again. P.E.
Smith and Eisner.
Yes, B.
So Roy wants to take Eisner down with him. He's again calling for Eisner's resignation based on, among other things, the near total lack of ratings at Disney-owned ABC television. Roy's also not a fan of Eisner's hands-on management style. And Roy points out that Disney stock is now worth less than half of what it was, that a lot of the animated films are floundering, that attendance is still down in the parks, and that the consumer products division still hasn't bounced back.
Mr. Eisner.
Yes, Smith.
Walt is melting. Walt is melting, and there's blood coming from his...
From his R?
From his R.
Oh, no. Smith.
Someone has violated Frozen Roy.
Walt!
Walt.
Plug it with Disney cotton candy. And come up and draw my bath. Be a dear.
I love you, sir.
Oops. There I go again. P.E.
Smith defrosted his A.
D.P.E. Oh. Disney.
Well, Roy is leaving behind this letter to Eisner. It is my sincere belief that you should be leaving, not me.
Do you know, really, excuse me, Buzz,
sure.
As I wipe really away
the tears of laughter from your eyes,
that we may actually be doing today maybe the worst show we've ever done.
Oh, no.
No. I'm going to tell you something. I don't give a crap. Because I'm laughing so hard. I'm laughing always. I am laughing so hard today, really, that I am having to wipe my eyes.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And the sad part is, you folks, you're not going to hear all the funny stuff.
You're tearing up. It's flowing like a bleeding R.
My eyes are like R's.
Right.
And my
two tiny little R's.
My tears are like blood.
Are your eyes itching?
Oh, yeah.
You have two itchy eyes.
Would somebody wipe my eyes?
Sorry. Oh, there I go again.
Here's Roy's letter. It is my sincere belief that
Roy Disney.
His letter to Michael Eisner.
For a reason. Who?
Who?
Who he?
There you go. Yeah. Roy Disney.
It is my sincere belief you should be leaving, not me. You are no longer the best person to run the Walt Disney Company. The company is soulless and always looking for the quick buck rather than the long-term value, which is leading to a loss of public trust. End quote.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
However, having said that, in all seriousness, Buzz.
Okay.
Boy, am I bleeding. Sir.
I'm so sorry about that. I'll try harder next time. Smith, be a deer and draw my bath again. Please.
I love you, sir.
I love you, Smith. Oh, God. But, there I go again.
In all seriousness,
yes.
This is just bad pub for Eisner. But Eisner's never going to give up his stranglehold, choking the chicken of the ABC empire.
Doesn't seem likely. And he's getting rid of a couple of other board members using the mandatory retirement.
And he's got to be glad to get rid of another Disney. Because, you get another one out, eventually there's no more Disneys left. They're all just Eisners.
Right. Smith.
Smith here, sir.
It's Eisner. Bring me some Donald Duck spot remover. I did it again.
Arby.
RB.
P.E.?
P.E.N.R.B.
Oh.
Both ends. It looks like a parfait.
We've got a break. I'm sorry.
We do.
I've mismanaged time today.
We do indeed.
We've spoken out of turn today.
Splendid.
Damn, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yep. Thank you, Fuzzy. Mike?
Yes, Don?
Let's talk about mothers.
Yeah, there's nothing like saying I love you to mom, and especially during the holidays.
I don't know about you, but I think my mother is an exotic, erotic woman.
I know you do. I don't feel the same way about mine, but I know you do about yours.
I feel that way about yours, too.
Well, let's back off on that.
All moms need pajamagrams.
Yes, yes, a holiday gift for the woman who has everything, but is too busy to slow down to enjoy anything. Send her the gift of a pajamagram. Send her that, please. Do
this,
it.
This is a fantastic gift idea for your mom. She'll receive the softest pajamas along with free lavender bath soap and a gift card.
Who doesn't like to see mom in her pajamas?
Lord, a beautiful hat box.
All you have to do is shop online at pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
It's splendid silken finery.
Mm.
The Pajamagram is a sister company of Vermont Teddy Bear, so you know their quality. Yeah, that's right.
They have gowns, robes, great spa products, too. All the stuff mom loves.
So is your mom a sexual being? Send her a pajamagram. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com.
Tell them that Don and Mike sent you, Mom.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. WJFK.
He's giving me
the Don and Mike Show.
Give me
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
I just have to tell you.
When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
My guy just did a live commercial. I had so much fun, I just peed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm bleeding from my arm.
You got the BR?
Yeah, I got the LG.
Got the PE. Here's Buzz. Hi. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, since we haven't really moved on and this just came in, let me tell you.
Okay.
The man credited with reshaping the Walt Disney Company nearly 20 years has now announced his resignation from the company's board of directors. They're dropping like flies over there.
So it's more power for Eisner because the other guys are falling off?
Well, we'll see how the rest of the board of directors handles this. Maybe these will be signs that'll make the board do something. We'll see. Stanley Gold, in a letter to the board, cited the lack of needed changes at the company and the forced resignation of Roy Disney as the reasons for his resignation. A lot of unhappy people. Anyway.
ABC.
Well, I don't know. They got According to Jim.
Yeah, and that you can build a network around that.
Apparently so. There's a reason the scores of people who worked for Siegfried and Roy were told to find work elsewhere. Although we keep hearing that Roy Horn is improving after this year's Tiger attack, we also hear he isn't. Their manager was on TV recently talking about Roy's progress, and
it was weird to be out there and see the massive signs that are everywhere still,
right?
With at the Mirage with Siegfried and Roy on the big billboard.
And I can't tell you how many fans up in Baltimore for Ravens games were holding signs that said "Get well, Roy."
Get well, Roy.
Roy Horn.
It's what's moving,
right? Well, when the manager was asked if Roy's still on a breathing machine, he answered, "I'm going to allow them their privacy." Others tell us Roy can only move his eyes and one thumb.
Breathing machine.
Analyze the video from the Mirage, and you'll see that Roy appears to have suffered his stroke.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Before the Tiger grabbed him. Speaking of video,
You got this. Is great. This is great.
You talking about the Tigers?
Yeah.
All right. This is good.
That,
go ahead.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that. You just get into a good part of the story that I happen to know.
Well, tell me more about it, because that's really all I was going to say about the video. If you look at the video, it appears he's having a stroke before the Tiger grabs him.
You got the part, though, in there.
And speaking of video.
Yeah, okay, here you go.
Siegfried and Roy's Tigers are back at the compound watching some tapes. They're being played audio tapes of Roy's voice and videos of Roy. This is for the Tigers. The Tigers have TVs that they can watch Roy on.
I went to the Mirage over the weekend, and I did see one of the white Tigers. And you know what? You can't look at this enclosure that they're in and not be a little weirded out to see how one of these animals might have wigged out.
But I'm so glad you had this in your news. How great is this? That for the Tigers... They're playing tapes of him speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Tiger.
It's okay. It's going to be fine.
This is right. And then they're putting on a videotape.
So you think he had the stroke beforehand?
That's what the security video from the Mirage seems to show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, the Tigers are just watching tapes of Roy's old performances.
That's great.
I heard that he was passing bad money.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here.
Quoting the manager.
It was a counterfeit.
Quoting the manager again, it makes them feel secure, the Tigers. To which I'll add, like when you're watching the Food Network.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in, but I knew that that was part of the story. I didn't know if you were going to get to it or not.
Oh, yeah.
How great is that?
That's amazing.
Tigers, everybody watch now.
Yes, they have the TVs on.
He is Roy.
And they don't have a lot of room, at least the one I saw was in the casino lobby, and it was just weird to see it.
Yeah, but... Well, speaking of Tigers, Tiger Woods is getting married after 2 years with the same woman.
Oh, is she a hottie, too.
He's now officially engaged to his Swedish girlfriend, Ellen Nordegren, a 23-year-old model. Mm. No word on when they'll marry, but he proposed...
What's the par on that hole?
He proposed last Tuesday evening and put, quoting a source, a huge diamond on her finger. Nothing much surprises us about Ozzy Osbourne anymore, but the latest is he says he was sexually abused as a child.
Ass play.
The former frontman for Black Sabbath says two boys used to wait for him to come home after school in England.
Oh, God.
Quoting Ozzy, they felt me and touched me. It became a regular thing. It seemed to go on forever.
The heavy metal singer says he was too scared to tell his parents and that he needed counseling later
in
life.
I'm bleeding, sir. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding from the R.
Should change the name of the group to Brown Sabbath.
Help me, sir. I'm bleeding.
Says he needed counseling as an adult so he could come to terms with what happened. Ozzy's experiences with booze and drugs are well documented, as well documented as the 60 million albums he sold. He says he's only had one glass of wine since Sharon laid down the law last year, and he says he's down to two pills three times a day.
What are they? No, they're horse size.
That's a lie detector going off.
Right. Quoting Ozzy, I am 55 on December 3rd. How I survived this is a miracle.
I'll be bleeding from the arm.
Here's your Michael Jackson holiday calendar. He had Thanksgiving with his family, we're told, at an undisclosed location. He'll be formally hit with child molestation charges the week of December 15th.
Do you think he touched Ozzy Osbourne?
And then it's Christmas, followed by his arraignment on child molestation charges January 9th. Michael's family, friends, and lawyers say it's a shakedown. They point out that the latest alleged victim's family was counseled by the same lawyer that got a multi-$1 million settlement for the last alleged victim.
I don't know where his father was staying. The Venetian.
Friends apparently also include former comedian Dick Gregory, who's gone on another 40-day hunger strike, this time in the name of Michael Jackson.
Oh, sure that Joe Jackson was staying at the Venetian?
That's what the driver that I was talking to said that he stays there when he's in town.
And that's Michael Jackson's dad?
Yes.
Right. Gotcha.
Joe. In the 2000 edition...
Joe.
In the 2000 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records, Michael Jackson is listed as the record holder for the most charities supported by a pop star.
Once again... A black man.
Not really.
Exactly. No, now, even in these tough economic times, some of those charities are slowly backing away from him. At a school Michael attended, they've boarded over the plaque that says Michael Jackson Auditorium.
Wouldn't you back away from him, too?
otherwise you might be facing RB.
Exactly.
Perfect theme.
A high school marching band in Bloomington, Indiana has dropped Michael's song Thriller from its set list. The Child Art Foundation has removed its link to Michael's Music for Giving charity.
As a wrecking crew.
Other groups and companies say they're rethinking present and future ties to Jackson, but others are not. Quoting one music marketing company executive, Michael's an icon and will always be an icon.
Oh, yeah, of course. I was looking at some radio thing over the weekend, and this is the new thing that stations are doing around the country now.
Right.
They're coming on and announcing they're not playing Michael Jackson records anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
When did you ever play Michael Jackson? Who exactly. plays a Michael Jackson record now anyway?
Exactly.
Right?
All right. In sports.
Right?
Right.
Okay, thanks, Buzz. Never mind.
Monday
what?
Night.
I'm sorry.
I think it's gone perfect. Monday Night Football, Tennessee Titans with the New York Jets. And finally, the Friday after Thanksgiving is not just the busiest shopping day of the year.
I have to fart. I swear to God.
It's timely. Actually fits into this story.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't push any harder.
Friday after Thanksgiving, not just the busiest shopping day of the year, it's the biggest plumbing day of the year.
Boy, that's a good fart.
Sure, after the big meal, people's sinks stop up, and so do their toilets.
What? You think
that's bad.
You think my farts smell?
You know, I
Since
smell
when?
A lot, but that's bad.
Since when?
Be a deer and smell that, won't you, Rob?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
Quoting a guy from Miami's Rapid Rooter, the day after Thanksgiving is 60% busier than normal. Most of the orders involve septic tanks. When you have a lot of people going to the bathroom, he says, your tank gets full faster.
That's
and
so gross.
When your tank is filled, things start... going back into the house.
Ah! I just farted, and you're doing a story about septic tanks.
I told you it was time.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
I will see you in the parking lot where we will dig a hole and bury this show. What do you
Good day to you, sir.
You like? You got to go somewhere?
Getting something over here. Good day to you, sir.
What, my fart? All right. We got 10 seconds.
Okay.
You can't really smell my fart.
Yes, I can.
Can you smell it through the radio? Good day to you, sir.
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 Okay, be a deer.
Spouse of you. DM.
Eaters. Christ.
Not even?
No, what's wrong?
You know what's funny? Hold on. Mike George walked out.
Yeah.
Mike doesn't know.
Perhaps it's for the best.
It wasn't really bad.
Hold on.
Let me get you what you're saying.
Oh, God.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight.
All right, everybody.
And let me leave you swinging.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show.